And we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, bringing you Pisgah Basketball. Folks, WPTL is proud to bring you Pisgah Basketball here tonight. We're back after the holiday season. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope you're excited to hear Pisgah Basketball here. We're going to get an early start here tonight. As here at West Henderson, they have the game start here at 6 p.m. rather than a normal 6:30. All the JV games are going on in the Ox Gym. You'll have Mark Stevenson joining me here once the boys' JV game's over. Kevin Lowry will be bringing you all the action until he comes, and we got Jack Kuak back in the studio making everything happen. Folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for the national anthem for a few words from our sponsors. When we're back, we'll bring you live this conference game here between Pisgah and West Henderson tonight.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. West Henderson has the color guard out for the national anthem. So great recognition of our great country and state here by the color guard. Great rendition of the national anthem. We're about to get started with this girls' game. We're about to announce the starting five for both teams. Folks, your Lady Bears had a great Christmas. They're now sitting 12-1. They only lost to a really good national Australian team that they played. They lost by four in a really close game. That team beat this West Henderson team by about 42 points. And West Henderson is a pretty good team here that we're facing tonight. They're currently sitting at 2-0 in the conference. Your Bears are first in the conference right now at 3-0. So it should be a entertaining match. If you look at the records, it would tell you that Pisgah should win this one going away. West, while Pisgah is 12-1, West is 2-10 right now, but all of their losses have been to pretty good teams in close margins. So I expect a really good game here. Time for the keys to the game that's sponsored by Jack Webb Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC Registered Broker Dealer and Investment Advisor. Folks, the keys to this game is coming out focused and starting fast for our Pisgah Bears. As I said earlier, you know, West comes in with a 2-10 record. On paper, it looks like that we should win this one going away. But it is always a dogfight here at West Henderson. So we need to come out focused and ready to go. Pisgah's starting five is number 10, Macy Devlin. Number 11, Chandler Lowry. Number 12, Jade Cody. Number 13, Bailey Connor. And number 25, Kylie Leonard. Now it's time for the West Henderson starting five. I've got a little music going here before they introduce the West Henderson team here. And now for the starters for West Henderson. At guard, number 2, senior Tyler Curran. At forward, a junior, number 4, Avery Hearns. A guard, a junior, number 12, Sawyer Manuel. You folks may remember Truett Manuel. That is his younger sister. And number 23, a junior guard, Reagan Simmons. And then another guard, number 24, her name is June Scrontis. She is a sophomore, and their leading scorer, averaging about 19 points a game. So, folks, the Lady Falcons are led by two young ladies. Sawyer Manuel's averaging right at 12 points a game, and number 24, June Scrontis, is averaging right at 19 points a game. Your Lady Bears are led by Chandler Lowry, averaging 16.3 points a game. Then you've got Kylie Leonard, averaging 9.2 points a game. And you've got the other three starters, Bailey Connor, Jade Cody, and Macy Devlin, all averaging right at 7 points a game, all behind. So pretty balanced scoring by this Pisgah team. I've got several young ladies coming off the bench as well, averaging good minutes. And the tip, Jade Cody gets the tip to Chandler Lowry, and Pisgah will start with the ball going right to left. They are in black uniforms, red numbers, white trim. We get it inside to Kylie Leonard, and she quickly goes in for two and gets a 2-0 lead for Pisgah. West Henderson comes back fast. Chandler Lowry cuts that off. They kick it back out. The three-point shot goes up for West. That is off. Chandler Lowry blocks out and lets that ball go out of bounds, and the ball will be Pisgah's possession coming back the other way. Jade Cody inbounds to Chandler. Looks like West Henderson is in a 1-2-1-1 full court, three-quarter court press. Deflection on a pass from Jade Cody back to Macy Devlin. Goes out of bounds, but the ball will stay Pisgah underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry's looking to get it in. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath. Kylie Leonard spins. She finds Chandler Lowry cutting. Chandler Lowry goes up. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks to Kylie Leonard. She attacks the basket, and she is fouled and will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. So we're 2-0 here with 7:07 left. Your Bears ahead. Kylie Leonard will go to the free throw line for 2 Pisgah free throws, and those free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw is up and no good by Kylie. Second free throw is up and good. And Pisgah comes out in a full court press. They get up the sidelines. That's cut off by Chandler. She goes up. She passes it up. Shot rebounded by Macy Devlin. She pushes back the other way. Finds Bailey Connor going up the court. Bailey Connor gets it back to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin tries a pass across the court. It's deflected by Sawyer Manuel, and ball will go out of bounds off of Pisgah and back to West Henderson. Pisgah's in a three-quarter court press now. West Henderson comes up. They get trapped. Now we've settled into a 2-3 zone here. The shot goes up. That's out. And No good. Almost rebounded by Jade Cody, but deflected out of bounds by West Henderson, and the ball will go back to Pisgah. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. Chandler gets it to half court. She looks up, finds Bailey Connor all the way up the court. She finds Macy Devlin on the backside. Macy goes up, and she is fouled, and will go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. West is trying to press us, but we are finding people up the court really, really well. Not converting on these free throws, though. That is the second foul for West Henderson, number four. She'll have to go to the bench. Second free throw is no good. That's rebounded by Jade Cody. She goes back up with it and misses the shot as well. West Henderson comes back the other way. Sawyer Manuel gets all the way low. That is shots contested, rebounded by Jade Cody. She finds Kylie Leonard up. Kylie Leonard goes up and gets blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds. Had Chandler Lowry on the backside, but a good take by Kylie. Just got blocked on that take, and Pisgah will remain with the ball here underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry finds Jade Cody underneath. Jade Cody finds Kylie Leonard. She goes up, and that shot's missed and rebounded by West Henderson. And the young lady tried to outlet pass the Sawyer Manuel. Chandler cut through there. The young lady tried to dribble but gets called for a walk, and the ball will go back to Pisgah underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry's looking, trying to find somebody. She finds Macy Devlin underneath. Macy Devlin goes up, and her shot is blocked. And Pisgah will remain with the ball underneath their own basket here with 5:55 left in the first quarter, up 3-0. Chandler's looking. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath. Kylie Leonard goes up and misses the shot, rebounded by West Henderson, and they come out with it. Pisgah gets back in good transition. West has it about half court. Number 24 has it. She kicks it to Sawyer Manuel. She gets it back to 24, June Scranto. She kicks it to the corner to number 2. Gets it down to the elbow. Back out. And the shot goes up for the three-point shot for West. That is off and rebounded by Bailey Connor. She'll push it out. She finds Macy Devlin up the court. She kicks it back out to Jade Cody. And Jade Cody shoots the 3. And that is good. Pisgah's now up 6-0. Pisgah goes back out the other way, almost a steal by Chandler, but they call a foul on Bailey Connor. That will be her first. And West will have the ball inbounding on their sidelines in front of their bench. Pisgah still in this half-court press, 1-2-2, half-court press. Sawyer Manuel has it up. She's trapped up top, but gets it out to the wing. They get it in. Chandler Lowry with a steal, and she goes back the other way. She's going all the way up, and she takes it up, and shot is missed but rebounded by Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets fouled on the putback, and she'll go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw by Bailey is up and no good. Score remains 6-0, Pisgah, 4:57 left in the first quarter. Bailey gets ready for the second free throw. It is up, and it is short and no good, and rebounded this time by West Henderson. She gets it out to Sawyer Manuel. She gets out on the run, finds a man in the corner. She kicks back out to Skrontos, and that is up and no good. Rebound goes to West Henderson and blocked by Kylie Leonard, but the foul will go on Kylie Leonard, sending West Henderson to the free throw line for two free throws. And Amin must be the young sister of the Amin young lady that's played for West Henderson for a long time. First free throw for her is up and good. That is their first point. Score is now 6-1. Second free throw is up and good. Gets the score to 6-2. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler Lowry. There's pressure up top. Ball stolen away and goes back to 24. And she gets the ball and scores the layup for West Henderson. It is now 6-4. Chandler gets it back, goes back the other way, finds Macy Devlin on the wing. Mason looks for Kylie Leonard underneath, and that ball is deflected out of bounds. Pisgah will have it underneath their own basket. Score is now 6-4. Pisgah leads. 4:28 left here in the first quarter. Chandler finds Macy. Macy dribble, penetrates, finds Kylie Leonard on the backside, and she is blocked, but that is a foul called on West Henderson, sending Kylie Leonard back to the free throw line here for two more Messmer Insurance free throws. And folks, that three-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting, the one Jade Cody made just a little while ago to get us up 6-1. Free throw is up and good for Kylie Leonard. It was good to see that one going down. We started out 1-for-6 from the free throw line. Next free throw is no good, but the rebound goes to Chandler Lowry. She finds Bailey Connor cutting. She goes up, but her shot is blocked. And West Henderson comes out with it. West Henderson pushes back the other way. They get all the way to the basket. That's missed. Jake Cody rebounds the basketball. She looks up, finds Macy Devlin. Macy looks, finds Chandler Lowry, who goes up. No call on the contact. And that shot is missed and rebounded by West Henderson. Ball is stolen away by Kylie Leonard. She gets it back. Chandler comes back for it. She attacks, finds Jade Cody outside. Shot goes up, and that shot is out, but rebounded by Kylie Leonard. And the putback is good by Kylie Leonard. Score is now 9-4. Pisgah is leading with 3:39 left here in the first quarter. And let's see here. So Mark Stevenson has joined me here up in the press box.
Hey, good evening, guys.
So fast-paced here, Mark.
This came from an exciting JV game over in the auxiliary gym. Pisgah won the JV boys game by 4. Came back, they were down by double digits, came back and won.
Well, that is awesome to hear. Good games going over there in the aux gym. Starting back to action after that timeout on the court by Canton Insurance. West Henderson has it. Pisgah presses up at half court at the top. Almost a steal by Bailey Connor. They kick it out to Stronto. She's got the three up. That is no good, but rebounded by West Henderson. She gets all the way to the basket. This rebound is by Kylie Leonard. She outlet passes and finds Chandler Lowry out on the perimeter. Chandler pulls it out and sets it up. They're being very physical with Chandler as she's coming down the court. Chandler throws it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin looking for Bailey Connor, but Bailey had other ideas and cut. Macy still passed it, and that ball went out of bounds. Ball goes to West Henderson here with 3:04 left, and Pisgah's up 9-4. West Henderson back the other way. Dribble penetration. They find on the backside. Number 2 for West Henderson scores that bucket. Now it's 9-6 with 2:50 left. Chandler Lowry brings it up. She finds Bailey Connor all the way up, who finds Kylie Leonard cutting. And Kylie Leonard finishes with 2. Scores now 11-6 Pisgah. West Henderson comes back the other way. They put up another 3. That shot's up. That is rebounded by Jade Cody. She comes out and pushes. She finds Bailey Connor on the right side, and Bailey Connor finishes for 2. And Pisgah's lead now 13-6.
Okay, you're just in time for another good game, didn't I?
Yeah, you got here for just a good game. West goes up with another 3. That is missed. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She finds Chandler Lowry up the court. She finds Kylie Leonard on the backside for another layup. And we are really getting up and finding these young ladies up when they're trying to press us, Mark.
That was a great pass right there.
Scores now 15-6, Pisgah. West tries to get it down low, deflected off of Macy Devlin. And Coach Holloway is going to bring in 4 young ladies for Pisgah. So everybody but Chandler goes out. We've got Molly Watson, Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, and Alexis Marcos. Pisgah's now going to be in a man-to-man here. West gets it inbounds, and there's a walk called as she tries to go quick. West is still in this 1-3-1. Full, it's kind of three-quarter court.
Yeah.
press. Chandler gets it to Molly. Molly finds Scout. And finds Alexis Ballou on the other side, or Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos gets it to Lauren Ballou. She misses the shot. West comes back the other way. And now it's trapped by Molly and Chandler. Molly gets the steal. She finds Lauren Ballou. She's pushing it up. She finds Chandler out on the wing. Chandler looks to dribble penetrate. She pulls it out. Chandler now goes to the basket. And she goes up, and that's no good. No call. Rebounded by West Henderson, and we go back the other way. West Henderson now pulls it up. Number 24 goes in, and she scores. And Scout Ballou gets the foul. And that's going to be an and one for West Henderson. Scores now 15-8 with West Henderson going back to the line for one more free throw here with 1:15 left in the first quarter.
I'd say we didn't score right there, but we're breaking that 1-3-1 pretty easily and getting good looks at it.
Yeah, we're sharing the ball really, really well here, getting good looks, making it. That free throw by West Henderson does go in. Scores now 15-9. Chandler will set it up. She'll get to the Molly. Molly kicks it all the way to Alexis Marcos. That's what we don't want. Alexis needs to stay outside, and Molly doesn't need to throw it where they're at down there. West Henderson gets it back the other way. They go inside to Sawyer Manuel. That's no good, but rebounded by Chandler Lowry, and she comes out pushing the pace quick. Chandler gets it back out. She pulls it up to set it up. Kicks it to Molly Watson. Molly gets it to the right to Scout Ballou. Scout finds Alexis Marcos cutting, and that shot is up and good for two more points for Pisgah for a 17-9 lead. Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2 half-court defense. Sawyer Ballou goes. She kicks it out, or Sawyer Manuel. That shot is missed by number two. Alexis Marcos gets the rebound. She found Scout Ballou up. She misses that. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She goes up and misses. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She goes up and she's fouled and will go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw marked by Chandler is off the back rim and no good.
I feel like a Johnny come lately here, but is the girl still ranked number one in 4A?
So yeah, they're ranked number one in 4A in max preps. They're number two in the RPI in overall 4A, but would be number one in the west side, so they get the one seed.
Gotcha.
Second free throw is good by Chandler. Score now goes 18-9, Pisgah. Shot for West goes up, and that is no good. Scout Ballou battles for the rebound, but it's caught a jump ball, and the ball will stay here with 4.6 seconds left in the first quarter with West. They inbound it. They get it in. They're looking for the three-point shot. Not sure. They never got a shot off, Mark.
Not sure they seen the clock.
Yeah, not sure they saw the clock here.
You got to know what the clock says.
So our Pisgah ladies are up 18-9 here going to the second quarter. We're going to send it back to the studio with a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here high above the gym here at West Henderson High School, where your Bears are taking on the West Henderson Falcons here tonight in basketball. We've got an early start, Mark, 6 p.m. start tonight. So we're going into the second quarter with your Bears up 18-9. On the court for Pisgah right now is Macy Devlin, Molly Watson, Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Scout Ballou. West Henderson gets the steal immediately, goes back the other way, and Sawyer Manuel, number 12, makes that basket, gets the score to 18-11. Pisgah gets the ball up, gets it to Scout. She tries to look inside for Lauren Ballou, and that is turned over, stolen by Men, and then a foul there on, looks like maybe Macy Devlin for Pisgah. No, they got 24 up there. We don't have a 24 on the court, Mark. But I believe that is, now they've got it up there on number 10, Macy Devlin.
10,
so it's her first, team first here early in the second with your Bears up 18-11. West Henderson has it, and then backs it out. She dribble penetrates left. She gets it over to number 24, June Skronta. She goes up with a shot. And that shot is up and good. The score is now 18-13.
Strong drive.
And she's averaging about 20 a game, Mark. Macy Devlin finds Alexis Marcos underneath the basket for an easy putback, and she puts that in for a 20-13 lead now for Pisgah. And West Henderson goes the other way. Shot is missed, but rebounded by 24 Skronta, and she puts it back up and good. Score is now 20-15. Pisgah leads. Molly Watson has it. She tries to get it over the top. Quickly stole by West Henderson. They try to get it up the court, and Sawyer Manuel gets it, and she finishes. Scores now 20-17, Mark.
Right place, right time right there.
And West gets another steal. They go back the other way and miss the shot. This time rebounded by Lauren Ballou, who got back. And we go, Pisgah goes back the other way. Macy Devlin has it. And it's like she turned it over there, went out of bounds, and the ball will, looks like, should have gone to West Henderson. Let's see what they're calling, but it looks like they're going to give it to us, to Pisgah.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. And on the court now, we got some subs in. We got our starting five for Pisgah back in. Chandler Lowry, Jade Cody, Macy Devlin, Bailey Connor, and Kylie Leonard. The West Henderson coach is not happy about that. Chandler's looking to get it in. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath. She misses the bunny there, Mark, and West will go back the other way after the rebound. Sawyer Manuel has it. She dribble penetrates, kicks it back out to number 24 for West Henderson. She dribble penetrates, gets into Kylie Leonard, and will go to the free throw line for two West Henderson free throws. I think that is the number two foul on Kylie Leonard. So we've let them back in here, Mark.
We have. Got a little sloppy road there. You know, we was, I'd like to see us be a little more under control coming down, but we got a little fast and gave up a couple of turnovers and turned into buckets for them.
West Henderson hits the first free throw. Scores now 20-18 with 5:58 left. Second free throw is up and good. Scores now 20-19. And the official stops play here for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on here. I believe he must have caught a jump ball earlier and wanted to make sure the possession arrow was flipped there, Mark.
Okay.
Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. Chandler brings it up. She gets it past half court, finds Kylie Leonard at up top. She kicks out to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, kicks to Kylie Leonard. She kicks left to Chandler Lowry. They set up the offense. Chandler kicks back to Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Chandler Lowry. She misses the shot but gets her own rebound. And the putback is in for Chandler. And the score now is 22-19. Pisgah with 5:28 left.
Probably could have and one right there. But
yeah, they're not giving her a lot of calls down there. They're going to make her earn everything she can tonight. West Henderson comes the other way. Ball's deflected. Looked like it went off of West, but the ball will stay with West. Maybe got one back there.
Yeah, make up.
And West gets it in. The three-point shot by Amin's up and good. Scores all knotted up at 22 all here with 5:12 left in the second quarter. Pisgah gets the ball back down. Chandler brings it back up. She kicks left to Jade Cody. She finds Bailey Connor, who finds Jade in the middle. Jade goes up 2 points. It's 24-22 Pisgah. Chandler Lowry with the steal. She tries to get it up to Jade Cody. It's stolen and goes back the other way. And West Henderson scores and ties up the score 24-all. Chandler Lowry has it back here. She finds Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor dribble penetrates. She kicks out to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates and goes up, and she is fouled by number four. I believe that's number three on her. And Macy Devlin will go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. Macy's first free throw is up and good. Mark, these free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Score is now 25-24 Pisgah with 4:32 left. Second shot for Macy is up and good. 26-24. Pisgah drops back in this 1-2-2 zone, half-court zone. Get it to the left. They get it down in the block. Try to go back. It's deflected by Jay Cody. Shot goes up. No good. Ball's kicked back out. Three-point shot goes up for West. That's no good. Rebounded by West.
Good block.
Blocked by Kylie Leonard. Bailey Connor comes out with it. She goes up. Finds Chandler Lowry on the backside. And that goes in and out. And no good for Pisgah. And Pisgah goes back the other way. Or West Henderson goes back the other way.
It's a good pass. She could have gave it up just a little earlier.
Yeah, just let the traffic get in there too low. We're not going to get a call there. Ball just went in and out, 26-24. And Bailey Connor trying to get the steal in the backcourt will pick up her second foul here with 3:44 left in the second quarter with your Bears ahead 26-24. West gets it down low on an easy pass down low. They go up, and shot is in and out. Rebounded by West. Three-point shot goes up, and that is good for Manuel. And they take their first lead of the game, 27-26. And with that, Brandon Holloway wants a timeout, and that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So Mark, West Henderson is feeling a lot of hype right now.
Yeah, a little surprised about what I'm seeing out of them. Did a little research today on them, and I don't know, maybe, like I say, I think we're playing just a little fast and maybe a few too many turnovers, but I'll look for us to get settled in. Coach Holloway will get them dialed in here in a second.
Yeah, I talked a little bit earlier about their record being 2-10, but all their losses are to pretty good teams, all pretty close. We got them down by 9 in that first quarter, and we rolled the dice and kept some subs in, and they started getting some steals and easy baskets the other way.
Did you say 24's name is Scontris? Is that right?
Yeah, it's June Scontris.
Scontris. I can see why she's averaging 20. I've been impressed what I've seen from her so far. Yeah.
She's only a sophomore.
Wow.
Shot for Pisgah goes up by Macy Devlin. That is no good. Rebounded by West Henderson. They kick back out. Manuel has it. She dribbles around. She kicks it right to 24, Scontris. She kicks all the way across the other way. Shot's no good, but rebounded again by West Henderson, and the shot is up and good. Chandler finds Bailey Connor on the backside. Instead of going up, she tries to look to the backside to Macy Devlin, deflected off of the West Henderson girl, but then hit Macy's hand, and the ball will go back to West Henderson. They're leading here 29-26 with 2:46 left here in the second quarter.
A little too unselfish right there.
Yep. Chandler's applying pressure on 24 Scontris. Pisgah drops back. Looks they got the three-point shot up, though. That is missed. Rebounded by Jay Cody. And Jade looks at Bailey, and she had the 24 on her instead of finding Chandler on the right side all by herself.
Yep.
We had an easy basket and just a bad decision there. Ball goes off of Bailey Connor, and ball goes back to West Henderson.
I hate those loose ball fouls like that because both kids scramble for the ball and one comes up with a foul.
That looks like number two on Chandler Lowry.
Wow.
Wow.
Shot just goes to the hole. And this lead is now extended 31-26, West Henderson.
I guess that was the high school version of the Euro step there, wasn't it?
Yep. Pisgah gets it up. Chandler gets it to Bailey. She finds a cutting Kylie Leonard, and we score 2 points there. And the score now is 31-28 with 1:52 left here in the second quarter. And West Henderson wants a timeout now. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle and one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, Coach Holloway's got to calm these young ladies down right now. We're not being very smart with the basketball sometimes, trying to make a pass that's not there sometimes.
Yep, and we've talked all year about how unselfish they are. I think maybe tonight we've been a little too unselfish. Just go ahead and finish the play. Coach Holloway doesn't look that rattled right now.
No, I think he's comfortable. He's been here with this team before. Certainly doesn't want another foul for Pisgah here. As we've already got 14 fouls here. West brings it up, and that's sealed by Alexis Marcos. She goes the other way. Missed shot, but rebounded by Bailey Connor. She goes up, misses, rebounded by Bailey Connor. Rebounded by Alexis Marcos on the putback. She goes up, and she's fouled, and will go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These are Messimer Insurance Agency free throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw is up and good. Gets the score to 31-29. West Henderson leads here with 1:36 left here at half in the second quarter. Alexis Marcos misses that one. Rebounded by West, and they're off running the other way. They almost gets the steal. I thought Chandler was going to get that steal. She decided not to go for it. Probably a good decision by her. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone. They're a deflection by Chandler. Not a steal, though. West gets it back. Shot goes up. Another rebound on the offensive side for West. Shot goes up. This time rebounded by Bailey. Chandler's up front. She just misses her. Four shot, but does go in by Bailey Connor. Score is now 31-31 here with 59 seconds left. West gets it down low. It's stuck in the rim.
Hadn't seen that in a while. The ball is between the rim and the backboard.
Yeah, I don't think any of these young ladies are going to jump up there and get that one out.
Smart. I don't think so. And neither one of the referees are trying to volunteer for it either.
No. So with 52.4 seconds left, West will keep the ball. I've not seen that on a jump ball call here. Possession will go back to Pisgah on the next jump ball. 31 off, 52.4 seconds left here in the second quarter. West gets the ball in. They kick it out to number two. She gets it to Inman, and they kick it all the way around to Manuel. Back to Inman. She shoots the three. No good. This time rebounded by Bailey Connor. She dribbles up. Ball gets deflected by West. Chandler gets it. She gets
mauled.
Mauled. No call. West goes back the other way. And then Bailey picks up a clean block foul.
I love it.
It will send West Henderson to the line for
Chandler,
two free throws.
Chandler may have some marks on her arms after that last one.
Yeah, she's going to be a little sore after this one. I think she's a little frustrated right now as well. Bailey will have to come out after picking up her third. Macy Devlin will come in for her. West Henderson hits that first free throw to take a 32-31 lead here with 26.9 seconds left. Second free throw's up and no good. This time rebounded by Chandler Lowry. Chandler quickly pushes back the other way. She finds Macy Devlin on the wing. Macy Devlin kicks it to Alexis Marcos. Marcos brings it up top. She kicks back to Macy Devlin to the left. Macy drives.
Get in there.
Penetrates. Puts one up. And it goes in. And
that was for the and-one.
And for the and-one. She drove in. Chandler was cut, and she drove in. We got kind of tight there, but Macy's able to make that scoop shot and go to the free throw line for another Pisgah free throw sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency. That gives Pisgah the lead back at 33-32 here with 12.4 seconds left. Shot is up and good for Macy. 34-32 here, Pisgah. And 24 tries to drive through Chandler there as they trap her. She dribbles it out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Pisgah with 9.3 seconds left.
Kind of begging for a foul there, but she just pretty much out of control.
Yep. Ball's inbounded to Chandler, and she is absolutely mauled. She kind of got hit right across the forehead there.
We'll have to put Chandler in some catcher's gear or something here for the second half.
And that foul is on number 24. She'll go out with her second foul. 8.2 seconds left. We're looking to get it in. We get it into Chandler. Chandler sets it up, finds Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, throws it away, trying to get it into Kylie Leonard. And with that, Pisgah will go to halftime with the lead 34-32. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. It's time for your halftime show. Halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So Mark, up nine at the end of one. Let West come back, get some momentum. They took about a 4 or 5 point lead, and our girls battle back to take a 2 point lead here to halftime.
Yep.
What's your thoughts here?
I really expect Pisgah to come back in the second half. Like I say, Coach Holloway doesn't seem rattled, shocked. Pisgah gets everybody's best shot, really. They battle back, but I look for us to come back out in the second half and not play as sloppy and finish some shots and pretty much extend this lead on up.
Yeah, and what people, just so folks understand, this team is 2-10. They went into the Tuscola game. They're 2-0 in conference. So big conference game for us here. We're in first at 3-0. They're 2-0, sitting in second place right now in conference.
Right.
They beat Tuscola in their first conference game by 30.
Wow.
And beat East Henderson by 28 in their second conference game.
Okay.
So again, a team that has the ability to play pretty well if we leave them in the game. And unfortunately, right now, we've kind of left them in the game here and gave them a lot of confidence.
Yep, and it's the kind of team you don't want to let hang around. But you're right. When you look at the 2-10 overall record, then you look over conference 2-0, it's kind of like, okay, what's going on there? Maybe a lot of good non-conference games they played leading up to that.
Yeah, they did. They actually played everybody that's in their non-conference was pretty good team. A lot of teams we played, they played Inca twice, lost to them twice by 4 points each.
Right.
First game we played Inca was a 5-point win for us. Second one, I think we got away from Inca a little bit.
Yep.
So certainly a team, that's a comparative. They played Irwin as well, lost to them in OT. We beat Irwin in OT.
Wow.
That kind of tells you that they can certainly play with us. Certainly a game we can't overlook, and it's almost like a trap game for us coming out of the holidays.
Yep.
Gets the 2-10 team the game before Tuscola.
Right. Yep. So, got to be careful not to look ahead to Friday. One of your biggest rival. Everybody's looking forward to the Tuscola game, but you're right. Coming out of the holidays, maybe just a little like, okay, rest it up. And then a team comes out. Like I say, I mean, Coach Holloway's been around for a long time. He gets everybody's best shot because they know what kind of program he's built, and they want a chance to knock him off.
Yeah, and folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Folks, if you missed any Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. So, Mark, give us some stats here from that first half.
All righty. Leading the way for the Bears in the scoring column, Kylie Leonard's got 12 points. And then we got some balanced scoring. We got six other girls in the scoring column with 5-3, 5-4, and 5. So, I mean, that's you got Jay Cody with 6 rebounds and Chandler Lowry with 4 rebounds. So, you know, sharing it around. Still really impressed with the girl Scontris from yes. West Henderson. I did not realize she was a sophomore. Does not look like a sophomore out on the floor. So
She's very aggressive with the basketball. Not intimidated at all.
Right.
And plays hard. So she's a really good player, and everything with them flows through her and Sawyer Manuel for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So. Yeah, it's. I just like seeing it when you got six. Well, actually, we got 7 girls in the scoring column at halftime. That's that getting everybody involved. Again, we were a little too unselfish in the first half, but I look for that adjustment to be made here at halftime, and I look for us to finish some more, especially our transition plays. I look for us to finish more of those.
So, folks, we're going to take one more break before we come back. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this girls' Pisgah basketball game here against West Henderson. Then we'll have the boys' team. We're watching them warm up here during the halftime of the girls' game. So you're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net. So, Mark, we're up here in the crow's nest here at West Henderson. We get a great view of the game and action here.
Absolutely. I'm going to guess a good 25 feet off the ground looking down on the court. You know, when I sit here, Kevin, looking at this, I don't know if Jake Robinson's at home listening or not, but the thing I remember at this gym, I could be wrong, and Jake, if I am, you text me and tell me, but I'm pretty sure this is the gym he broke the scoring record in. When he was in high school, I'm pretty sure this was the gym. But I remember the night he broke it. A lot of good memories in this gym back in the day watching those boys play.
So, Jake, if you're listening out there, give us a text. Let us know if Mark's memory is...
I am getting old, so...
It's good here. I actually thought you were going to tell me that being up in the crow's nest this high...
Right.
...gave us the ability to see what it looks like to be Jake looking down on everybody.
Hey, quite possibly, too. You know, it's...
6'8", you know, he could almost stand up and talk to us eye to eye.
He really could. He really could. So it's... Yeah, let us know if it, I mean, Jake, if you're listening, let us know. Almost positive this was the gym it happened in.
So Pisgah will get the ball here starting the second half. West Henderson comes out in man-to-man. Coach Holloway's got to like this. Chandler Lowry gets it in and find her cutting.
Nice cut.
And 2 points for Chandler and assist for Jade Cody there. That's what Holloway wants to see. Pisgah increases that lead to 36-32. West comes back the other way. Pisgah's now in a 2-3 zone, looks like. Chandler comes out to pressure the ball. Amend goes out, almost stolen by Jade Cody. She's out on the perimeter. They're running the weave up top here, Mark, and we're pressuring the ball big time, and they can't get it past the free throw line hard
nope.
here.
All we're missing is Curly Neal right now.
So West Henderson brings it back up top, and they've settled down. No shot clock here, folks. Bailey's pressuring the ball here. Fisk is now back in a man-to-man, it looks like. Good switch there. They still haven't got it past the free throw line.
A lot of effort for zero penetration so far.
So Emmanuel has it. Chandler Lowry on her. Forces her to bring it back up top. Kick it to Amin. She goes up with it. And ball is stolen away by Chandler. Chandler takes it. She goes all the way to the other end, and she's fouled on the layup. She'll go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. And these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Chandler's first free throw is up and good. Mark, I love how we continue to play and frustrate them on this end down here.
Absolutely.
Long possession.
Yep.
Come away with the steal and go back the other way.
Yeah, no, right there at the end of the first half, we were in the 2-3 zone and come out in a man-to-man, switch things up a little bit, give them a different look.
We're back here in a man-to-man here. Pisgah opens up the lead, 38-32. West tries to get it down on the block. It's stolen, deflected by Jade, stolen by Chandler, but they tie it up, and the jump ball goes to West Henderson. So West Henderson will have it underneath. So a lot of good action with our hands down here.
Yeah, they're really struggling right now to find an open lane.
West Henderson gets it in. Bailey Connor on Manuel. They kick it up top to 23. She dribble penetrates, stolen away by Macy Devlin. She dribbles up,
good
finds
pass.
Chandler on the backside. Chandler comes up, but misses the shot. Rebounded by, really deflected by Macy Devlin. She gets it to Bailey Connor, and she's fouled on the putback, and she'll go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These free throws are brought to you by Messmer Insurance Agency. First free throw is up and good by Bailey Connor. Chandler would like to have that layup back. Don't see her miss many of those left-handed layups.
No.
Bailey gets the second free throw in, and Pisgah's lead now is 8 points. West Henderson goes back the other way. Deflection by Chandler Lowry. Bailey Connor gets the steal, and she is fouled by 24. That is her third here.
That could be some trouble for them.
That'll be a lot of trouble for them.
Yep. Though.
Pisgah will get the ball here right underneath us. Jade Cody will inbound. She's got Chandler Lowry deep. She gets it into Chandler with Manuel on her. Chandler goes by. She hands off to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor kicks to Macy Devlin for the three, and that
nice.
Three is good. And that three is sponsored by Forga Contracting. And the lead for Pisgah goes to 11. It's a good start here to the third quarter for our Bears. Mark?
Yep, I thought we would settle down and come out.
West comes back the other way and almost stolen away by Macy Devlin. They tried to get it underneath, a good help there, but deflected out of bounds.
Really surprised they're leaving Scontras in the game right now with three fouls this early in the third.
West inbounds it. They get it to the corner. They kick it back out to the wing. Emmanuel. Pisgah remains in this man-to-man that has just drove West Henderson crazy early in the third quarter. 5:30 left in the third. Chandler on Scontras. Deflection, but it goes to West Henderson. They get it back to Emmanuel. She tries to dribble penetrate. She gets it in, deflected again. Ball's rotated around. Dribble penetrate. They get it to June Scontras. She goes up. That shot is missed. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She pushes it back the other way. Finds Bailey Connor up top. She's got it on the wing. She dribble penetrates.
Good drive.
She finishes underneath. And two more points for Bailey Connor. And that quick, Pisgah goes up by 13 with 4:56 left. And that leads to a timeout on the court by West Henderson. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, great start.
Nice job by Coach Holloway making some adjustments at halftime there. I knew he would, but the girls have responded. They've came out really settled down, not playing sloppy like they were in the first half. Really getting settled back in.
Yeah, I think a big difference is West came out for some reason in a man-to-man. Coach Holloway, I think, salivates when he sees that.
Absolutely.
Because he's got several young ladies that can beat people off the dribble, get to the basket, and then we're very unselfish with the basketball. And on the flip side, we went into a man-to-man.
Yep.
And are just driving them crazy.
We really are. Yeah, that the 2-3 zone, they were not struggling that much with, but now the man-to-man, they're not doing so well with.
I think that's an 11-0 run to start this third quarter for our Lady Bears to get up 45-32 here with 4:56 left. Pisgah will stay in a half-court man-to-man. Chandler on the June Scontras young lady. She hands off to Manuel. She gets it back to June Scontras. She dribble penetrates, goes up, and that's a miss, but the foul's going to be called on Kylie Leonard coming to help. Really didn't need that. I think that will be her third down low for us, Mark, and send number 24, June Scontras, to the free throw line for West Henderson.
She does a good job getting to the basket and drawing contact.
Yes, she does. That first free throw for her is up and good. Score is now 45-33 with 4:42 left in the third quarter. Second free throw is off, this time rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler Lowry, who quickly finds Jade Cody up the court, kicks it to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor dribble penetrates, but she gets the foul called, and she'll go back to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. And these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw for Bailey is up and good. Runs the score back to a 13-point lead for Pisgah. Second free throw is up and good for Bailey. Score is now 47-33. Pisgah drops back in this half-court man. Bailey on the ball. It's kicked to the wing to 25, who gets it to Inman. Inman gets it back to Sawyer Manuel. She's dribbling outside. They kick it inside, but it's stolen away by Chandler Lowry. She comes back the other way. She finds
Great
Jake
pass.
Cody on the backside.
Great
that
pass.
Is up and good. Score is now 49-33. Pisgah with 4:01 left. West comes back the other way. They get it down low, and that is up and good for that young lady. Pisgah gets it in. Chandler Lowry goes back the other way. Chandler's being bumped pretty hard. And that ball is thrown away, stolen by West Henderson. West Henderson comes the other way. Ball's kicked back out to Manuel up top. She has Chandler Lowry on her. She goes to her left. Chandler forces her that way. She's got it outside. Could be a 5 seconds here. She hands off to a man, and then that's switched. Now Jade Cody is on Manuel, who gets the ball back to her. They set a screen. Manuel goes back the other way. She finds two on the backside. She kicks that in. And that bucket is good for West Henderson. Scores now 47-49-37. Pisgah gets it back the other way really quick. Chandler gets it to Jade. Jade gets it to Kylie. Kylie finds Bailey on the block. Bailey goes up, and she's fouled and will go back to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency. First free throw is up and no good for Bailey. That we've got two subs in. We've got Lauren Ballou that came in and Scout Ballou. Alexis Marcos is on the sidelines. Kylie Leonard went out. Macy Devlin went out. Second free throw line for Bailey is up and good, and Alexis Marcos will get her. Pisgah now has a 50-37 lead with 2:58 left, and they'll stay in this man-to-man. Scout Ballou with a deflection out of bounds. Almost another steal for Pisgah, Mark.
Yep. Still turning up that man-to-man. I like it. Would that not technically be, I guess, a woman-to-woman? I don't know. Sorry.
West gets it in. Manuel has it. They set a screen up top. She finds a cutting young lady. She finishes there. Our score is now 50-39. Chandler Lowry brings it up. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou with the jump shot, and that shot is up and good. Pisgah score now is 52-39.
She has such a unique one-handed shot, and boy, she can hit it.
When she's on, it's on. Come back. The 3 points, no good, but the ball goes off of Jade Cody, and the ball will stay with West Henderson underneath their own basket. Pisgah's now got Chandler Lowry, Alexis Marcos, Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, and Jade Cody in the game. Ball's inbounded. Manuel has it outside. She dribble penetrates. Shot is blocked, but West gets it back. Scout Ballou gets it in a rebound. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry goes all the way and finds Alexis Marcos on the backside for another two. 54-39. Pisgah leads here with 2:02 left.
That's how you run the break right there.
West goes back the other way. They get it down low, kick it back outside. The three-point shot goes up. That's missed. That time rebounded by Jade Cody. She pushes quickly the other way. Jade Cody gets there, and she has the ball stolen away from her, and Manuel goes back the other way. She goes all the way and finishes. And the score now is 54-41. Jade Cody gets the ball into Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry brings it up. She finds Alexis Marcos, just a little too much on that. And Alexis Marcos, ball goes out of bounds off of her hands, and turnover to West Henderson with 1:27 left here. Your Bears still lead 54-41. West Henderson gets it in. Pisgah still content with a half-court man-to-man. It's worked really well for him this quarter. West sets a screen up top. Macy Devlin gets a deflection. Chandler Lowry gets the steal. And Chandler Lowry's looking to go back the other way. She pulls it up top. Little mismatch up top. Just clear this out. Chandler gets it on the wing. She gets it to Scout. She cuts. Macy Devlin sees her. Does not get it to her. Kicks it back up top to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou gets it to Scout Ballou. They found Macy Devlin cutting. She goes up, and she gets the foul call. She'll go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That free throw is good. We're not shooting many threes, so I'm going to go ahead and say that if we did shoot one and make one, it would be a Forger contracting three-point shot. We're pretty content taking it to the basket. Second free throw is up and good. Score is now 56-41. Pisgah's ahead with 52.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Macy Devlin again came in for Jade Cody here. West gets it up the court. And got it up top. A steal almost by Alexis Marcos. West corrals it back. They get it back. They dribble penetrate. We get back in transition defense. West has it. They find a men cutting. She goes up with a shot. That's no good. And that ball is rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry quickly takes it the other way. She finds Macy Devlin out. She decides not to go for the three-point shot. She kicks it to Ballou. Ballou misses that shot. Rebounded by West Henderson. West Henderson comes back the other way. 11 seconds left. Number 11 has it. She looks down low, deflected out of bounds by Chandler Lowry. Pisgah's here with a 56-41 lead with 5.8 seconds left. Jade Cody comes in for Chandler. Give her a quick break. Again, 5.8 seconds left here, folks. West has the ball. They inbound it. Get it outside. They're looking for the three by men. They try to get it inside. Ball stolen by Macy Devlin. And a men fouls her on a three-quarter court three-point shot. Devlin will go to the line for three free throws. West coach could not have wanted that.
No. If I'm a coach, I'm not very happy about that.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw for Macy Devlin is up and good. Second free throw is no good. The score now is 57-41. One more here for Macy Devlin. The third free throw is up and good. Score now is a 58-41, 17-point lead mark for the Bears. With that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter for you folks. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors here for Pisgah Basketball. Bestest Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messmer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental. So Pisgah will have the ball here. As we start the fourth quarter, we've got Macy Devlin, Jade Cody, Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Scout Ballou on the court for Pisgah. Jade Cody has it deflected. She does get control of it, finds Alexis Marcos. She kicks backside to Macy Devlin. She dribble penetrates, and that shot is blocked. 7:40 here left in the fourth quarter. Your Bears up by 17. Macy finds Jade Cody. She goes up for two more points. And Pisgah's lead is now 60-41. West goes the other way. June Scotta goes up, and she makes the shot. She'll go to the line for a three-point play.
I'm telling you, she gets to the basket.
Yeah, it's one thing. We had Chandler guarding her that whole third quarter, Mark, and kind of slowed her down.
Yep.
She likes to get to the basket. You got to cut her off up top. She makes that free throw. Score is now 60-44. Pisgah's in the lead. Macy Devlin has it. She tries to get it up. Deflected by West. Goes to Scout Ballou. Rebounded by Alexis Marcos. She gets it stolen away by number 24. And she goes back the other way. She finds number two on the perimeter, who finds number four cutting. They find Manuel on the backside. She misses that one. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribbles up. She gets it cross court to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin gets cross court to Jade Cody. She finds Alexis Marcos, and Alexis Marcos finishes for a 62-44 lead here with 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. West Henderson gets it down low. They kick it back out up top to Manuel. Manuel finds number 23 out on the wing. We try to go inside. Macy Devlin with another steal. And Pisgah goes back the other way.
Nice.
Gets it to Marcos, and she just misses that bunny. Rebounded by West Henderson.
It's a great pass.
West Henderson comes back. The three-point shot is up, and Alexis Marcos fouls her. Another one you just don't want there, Mark.
Nope.
That will send West Henderson to the line for three free throws here with 6:21 left.
See, one thing I've noticed we do a really good job of is the angles that we pass to the block on the outsides. We create a lot of layups and a lot of easy shots. And that's intentional. They're coached to do that, obviously. Just a great job. It's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. That first free throw by West Henderson is no good. Second free throw is no good, and number two almost got into the lane too early there. And with that, Bailey Connor, Kylie Leonard, and Chandler Lowry will come back in. We'll leave Macy Devlin and Alexis Marcos in the game for Pisgah. Alexis is looking to snowbird down here. Rebound by Chandler Lowry, and she finds Alexis Marcos. And she goes up, and she hits the layup for two more Pisgah points. Pisgah's now up 64-45. West comes back the other way. They look down low. Manuel brings it back outside as she's guarded by Bailey Connor. She dribbles to the middle. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by West. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Bailey Connor this time. She comes out. She gets it to Chandler up top. Chandler has it up top. She's setting up a play for Pisgah. She comes off the screen, sets it up top. She goes. They look for the cut. And cut that off. Find Alexis Marcos outside. She kicks it around to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it back to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry has it up top. She tries to dribble it up, set it up again. Chandler has it outside. She's taking a look. She kicks left to Bailey Connor. Connor finds Chandler Lowry
great
on the cut.
Pass.
And two more points for Pisgah, 66-45. Pisgah's
put them to sleep right there. Pass it so they get the cut.
West comes back the other way, misses the three-point shot. The rebound goes off of Kylie Leonard as her and number four for West Henderson battle for that. And the ball will stay with West Henderson here with 5:05 left.
So interesting to watch them. They just pass around until they get that back cut. They lull you to sleep, basically.
Yeah, they do a lot of good screening when they do
that. They do.
Another 24, dribble penetrates, and she finishes. Just got right by Marcos, and then the help was a little late, and she finished in traffic, though. Impressive. Good passing again for Pisgah. But that shot is blocked.
Oh.
Marcos found Kylie Leonard underneath. Her shot was blocked. The rebound.
Hey, Marcos penalized for a good hustle play right there.
She went on the floor to tie that up, and they got her for her third foul here with 4:46 left. Score again, 66-47. Pisgah leads. West Henderson goes the other way. They set a screen up top, look down low, and they get a foul here on, looks like they call that on Chandler as they switch to number 25. I think Chandler's looking at him going.
I think one thing I hate is anticipation fouls. They think it's anticipated getting ready to happen, and they go ahead and blow the whistle.
That free throw is no good for West Henderson. I don't think Chandler minds it if they just give it back to her when she goes down there.
Right.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound by Chandler Lowry, and she pushes the other way. She pulls it out. She's dribbling up top. She finds Bailey Connor up top. She finds Hey, the Connor tries to find Chandler and just overshoots it, throws it out of bounds. That back cut again, Mark, just kind of just overshot it.
Yeah, Wes Henderson keeps switching on the screen out here, and that's how we got the mismatch a few minutes ago.
Pisgah disguised in a 1-2-2, but they remain in a man-to-man here in the second half. Alexis Marcus forced a tough shot, and they get her for a foul on the block. If she doesn't come down, I think she does it. They don't get that call. But
yeah, she wasn't happy about it.
No, she was not happy about it. It's probably not going to do any favors with the officials either.
Right.
That serve sends Manuel to the line. Her first free throw is good. Score is now 66-48. Pisgah leads with 4:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up and no good. That's another one. 25 is all over Kylie Leonard's back. No call, but the ball does go off of Wes Henderson. And Pisgah will have it looking to go full court. Wes remains in a 1-3-1. Chandler gets it, skips it to Macy. Macy finds Bailey. Bailey looks. She finds back out top to Chandler. Chandler has it up top. She goes off a screen for Kylie Leonard. She gives it up to Alexis Marcos. She finds Bailey Connor. Macy finds Bailey on the three-point shot. That's missed. Rebound. Alexis Marcos goes for it. Throws it back in the court. Collected by Wes Henderson. Then they go back the other way. And Bailey Connor gets the charge there.
That's four on her, I think.
That is four on number 24, Jean Sconces. That was a good job of Bailey moving her feet, sliding in front.
It was.
Because she likes to lower that shoulder and get to the basket.
Yep.
So Pisgah will get the ball back here with 3:37 left. We get Scout Ballou in the game. We get Jade Cody in the game.
This is interesting. She picked up her third early in the third quarter when it was close. Now she picks up her fourth while they're down by 18 with 3 minutes to go.
And they've got five.
And they take her out.
Yeah, they've got five on the board.
Oh, they do have five on the board.
So Pisgah beats the pressure with no problem. Chandler gets it back up top. And it looks like a foul on number 11. And that will just be the second foul on Wes Henderson. Pisgah will have the ball on their own sidelines. Scout Ballou gets it to Chandler. Chandler kicks it over to Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets to the free throw line. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Wes Henderson. Wes goes the other way. Three-point shots by Inman's up, and it's good. Score is now 66-51. 15-point lead for Chandler, or for Pisgah. Chandler's going back down the other way, and she's fouled again up top, so they finally started giving us a call up there, but it's only the third team foul for West here with 2:58 left in the fourth quarter. Again, your Bears up 65-51. Pisgah will have the ball on the sidelines in front of our own bench. Scout Ballou gets it into Chandler. Chandler sets it up. She's calling the play. She waits for the screen for Lauren Ballou. She looks like she's wanting to go one-on-one. She goes back to the middle, finds Scout Ballou. Scout kicks out to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor tries to get to Jade Cody. And Jade Cody gets it stolen away by Wes Henderson. And Wes Henderson just throws it out away there.
We need to make the clock our friend right here.
2:36 left here, folks. Your Bears up by 15. Scout Ballou gets it into Chandler Lowry. Looked like Jade was waiting on a screen, and Chandler was trying to get it to her, and ball's turned over the other way, goes back to Wes the other way. It's like a carry there for Wes, but she kicks out to Manuel for the three, rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody kicks up to Lauren Ballou. Had Chandler and Scout on the backside. No pass. Shot goes up, no good. Scout gets the rebound, puts it back up, and gets fouled, and will go to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws. These free throws are brought to you by Messimer Insurance Agency. We offer insurance that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw is no good. by Scout Ballou. Second free throw is up and good. Gets the score 67-51. West comes back the other way. Pisgah remains in a man-to-man defense here. Manuel takes it the other way. It's skipped all the way up front. Amin goes the other way. That shot is up and good.
Circus shot.
Bailey gets it in to Jay. Jay gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it back to Jay. Bailey has it on the wing. Look on the backside there. One more pass there.
Yep.
Ball's deflected out of bounds. Pisgah will remain in control of the ball with a 14-point lead here. Chandler gets it into Jay. Jay misses the front end of that one. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou has it blocked, and West goes back the other way. And West goes the other way. Almost turns it over. Collected by Inman. She misses the shot. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor brings it up. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler has it up top. She's looking to set something up here. She goes right by Inman, pulls up for the jump shot.
Nice.
That shot is good. Pisgah now leads 69-53. Just under a minute left. West comes back the other way. Manuel has it up there. A little moving screen up top. No call. Goes back the other way. Blocked by Jay Cody. Jay Cody gets it, comes back the other way. She gets it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry has it up top. She finds Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou's wide open.
Nice
job. Scout Ballou finishes. Now the score is 71-53.
That was a really nice drive by Scout.
28 seconds left here. Your Bears up by 18. Set a screen up top. Get it to Manuel for the three-point shot. That shot is up and good. 71-56. Get the ball into Chandler. She brings it up. She's content. Here she goes right by Inman, but brings it up top, and she's fouled from behind.
Great job of drawing the foul out there, too. She baited her, drove by her, and then stopped in front of her to get the contact.
And that will send Chandler Lowry to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. First free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Pisgah's here up by 15, 9.4 seconds left. Second free throw for Chandler is up and good. And West will come back the other way. They're trying to get a shot up. That shot goes up and good. Kind of a runner. 2.6 seconds left, and Chandler just decides to hold it. And your Bears win 72-58 here at West Henderson tonight.
It's a good win, too.
Very good win, Mark. So we'll send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up for our first girls' game and then talk about our boys' game. You listen to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. So, really good game there, Mark, by our Lady Bears. Way to respond in the second half.
Absolutely. And just like I thought, too, you know, first half, was really tight. I really thought Coach Holloway would go in and make some adjustments. He did. Came back out, stretched a two-point lead into, you know, what we finished at right there. Just typical Lady Bears basketball, really.
Yeah, it's, you know, came out really strong, 18 points in that first quarter. Let them get back into it in the second quarter. But like you said, Coach Holloway does such a nice job making adjustments, keeping the girls calm, and ran out and had a big third quarter there.
Absolutely. Yes. All right, so you want to do the player of the game?
Let's do the player of the game.
All right, this is the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. And tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Macy Devlin. 12 points tonight. She was 7 of 8 free throws. So she is our A1 Storage Player of the Game. And if you're looking for a safe place to store any of your items from wandering eyes with a 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. And we also had, I just noting, we had 8 girls in the scoring column tonight. Again, I think pretty balanced scoring. 2 or 3 girls, you know, in the double figures. Jade Cody hit 10 rebounds. She was 1 point shy of a double-double tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. Chandler... 13 points, 4 rebounds. Kylie Leonard was strong in the first half. She was kind of silent in the second half, but, you know, the other girls, that's the thing. We're not a one-dimensional team. Somebody who might be carrying us in the first half, second half, they shut it down and somebody else picks up. So
yeah, and Kylie had 12 points in the first half, right?
She did, yep.
So we had 4 girls in double figures and Jade 1 point away from being in double figures and had double figures in rebounds.
Yes.
So, yeah, nice game by that full starting five. Very balanced scoring between all of them,
yep.
It looks like.
Yep.
And then good support by, you know, Scout, Ballou, Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos. Nice job coming in and playing hard,
yep.
Giving us great minutes. And Molly Watson, it's good to see her get out there and give us some minutes.
Absolutely.
As she gets more comfortable as the year goes, as well, coming off that knee surgery, I think that's going to help us depth-wise as well.
Yeah, and something else to note, too, unofficially, according to my Pisgah mathematics here, we were 22 of 30 from a free throw line. So as a team, over 70% from a free throw line, we'll take that.
Well, if you take away 1 for 6 to start the game.
True, yes.
We shot the ball really well from the three.
Absolutely.
So, a little nerves coming out, maybe a little too jacked up there early in the game.
Yep.
But good job of settling in by our ladies tonight.
Yep. Really, really good win.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're high above the floor here, looking at the West Henderson boys and the Pisgah boys get warmed up for this big conference matchup here, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking, Pisgah boys 8-4 coming in overall, 1-2 conference. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yep, 5th overall in the 4A, and 9th overall in the 4A. I'm sorry. West Henderson coming in at 4-8 and 0-2. Hatton did a lot of research on them. Maybe they've had some tougher games, too. I'm not sure who they lost to in conference. You know who they lost to?
They lost to Tuscola.
Okay.
And then they lost to East, which East is a tough one.
Okay.
This is a game where I think we have a clear-cut advantage in the guard play tonight.
Right.
If we can control the pace of play with the guard play and create some turnovers, I think it bodes well for us tonight, Mark.
Yeah, interesting. And I see we got a couple big kids. I see two kids for sure that played in the JV game. The one really tall kid right here, don't know his number or name yet. We'll find that out. But they had some really good size in the JV game, and it looks like it's going to be the same here.
Yeah, he is Braden Duvall's younger brother.
Okay.
He started with the varsity this year.
Right.
And then it's kind of gone back and forth. He's about 6'7". He's one heck of a offensive and defensive lineman for West.
I know one thing. In the JV game, if it went into the post to him, we had no answer for it. So, luckily, he got a little winded. Not as fleet of foot as some of our JV players. And we kind of took him out of the mix a little bit. But, yeah, he was really tough inside on the block and on the boards.
Yeah, and so the keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning that may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC Registered Broker Dealer Investment Advisor. So, Mark, the keys to the game tonight for me is because what you did notice was West has some size.
Yep.
We've got to speed this game up a little bit.
Yep. Gonna make these big boys run.
So make the big boys run, make them get a little tired, and take advantage of what I deem to be a pretty significant advantage at the guard play tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think a couple of keys for me is going to be not turning the ball over, you know, knocking down our open shots when we get them. Sometimes we get a good look and we're just not knocking them down. But just like we talked before, I mean, they're 0-2. They're 0-2 in the conference, but we don't want to overlook that. And it's really hard not to look at Friday night. If you're a Pisgah Bear and you're going to be playing Tuscola, let's not look at that game. Let's just take care of business tonight, and we'll worry about Friday when it gets here. Yeah.
And this is a big week for our boys. We're sitting here at 1-2 in the conference in fifth, but we're right in the middle of things. We've got a good win against North Henderson, lost to the number one team in the conference right now, Franklin,
yep,
in a tough game. And lost to Smoky early. So this keeps us in the mix if we can get this win in the one Friday night.
Right, yep. Yeah, so, and you're talking about, I know this is Pisgah basketball, but I seen the other day where the kid from Franklin that we were so impressed with, Jack, broke the school single game record, had 52 points.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
It was impressive.
Folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick message from our sponsors before we start this boys' game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Most of us like to be out in the sun. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box, where we're getting the starting five for both teams here tonight. For Pisgah, number 3, Isaiah Mintz. Number 10, Maddox Wright. Number 21, Nick Messer. Number 23, Campbell Crook. And number 32, Mason Putton. And we got a little lights going down here for the introduction of the men's team, Mark.
Yeah, it got dark all of a sudden.
I might need you to help me with that, the names here.
Yeah, I was writing down these lineups and it just went dark. We're 30 feet in the air and we're in the dark now.
Folks, they're about to announce the West Tennessee Falcons starting five.
Number 0, Zane McCraw. Number 1, Brady Duval. Number 3, Jonah Crisp. And Number
23, I believe.
Number 23.
Oh. That was number 23 and number 22 there. Number 23 was Oliver Hogenstead. And number 20 was Adrian Cuff. So that, folks, the lights are back on. Looks like we got a tip-off. The Oliver Hollingstead and Maddox Wright in the middle, and West wins that jump ball, and West will bring it up. Pisgah's back in a man-to-man defense. Maddox is out on the young man up front. They take it down low. That shot is missed, but rebounded by Brady Duvall. His putback is missed and rebounded. It's like rebounded back by West, but he stepped on the line. 0-0, 7:42 left. West out in a 2-2-1 full court press. Pisgah brings it up, and they're very patient. They get it past half court. Campbell Crook has it on the left. Kicks it back to Isaiah Mintz. They get it all the way to Maddox Wright. The ball's turned over to West. They go the other way, and number 23 for West really walks for no reason there, Mark. So
yeah,
we'll take that.
Anytime you get an unforced turnover like that, it's good.
This time, West will drop back into a zone 2-3 defense. Mason Putnam brings it up. He kicks it over to the right to Campbell Crook, who gets it to the wing to Maddox Wright. They get it all the way back to Mason Putnam, who swings it to Nick Messer. Nick Messer finds Isaiah Mintz in the corner. He brings it back out to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook comes right. He gets it to Maddox Wright, who swings it to Mason Putnam. Content having the ball, moving it on the perimeter here, Mark. Campbell Crook now has it on the left wing. He'll dribble to the middle, kick it back to Nick Messer out on the right wing. He gets it back to Mason Putnam. Mason gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright gets it back to Mason Putnam. Mason dribble penetrates. He finds Nick Messer up top, who finds Maddox Wright. This West defense is really trying to push us out here. Find Isaiah Mintz on the left wing. Good patience here by our Bears. They get it into Messer, who swings it all the way to Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates, finds Nick Messer for the three, and that is off and rebounded by West Henderson. West Henderson will go back the other way.
2-3 zone was pretty good right there.
And that's what we don't want to do, is get into the half-court set with them. West goes the other way. Brady Duvall with a 2 inside. 2-0 lead for West Henderson here early. Pisgah comes back the other way. Campbell Crook has it on the perimeter. He's getting trapped over here, but he dribbles out of it, brings it all the way to Nick Messer over here on the right wing. Nick Messer finds Mason Putnam on the follow, the left side. Mason Putnam dribble penetrates. He gets all the way to the basket. Shot was blocked by Brady Duvall, but they get him for the foul. That will send Mason Putnam to the line for two Pisgah free throws. These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Mark, that first free throw is good by Mason. Gets the score West 2, Pisgah 1 here early, 5:43 left in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. West rebounds and goes back the other way. And their coach immediately says, slow it down. West to slow it down, get it to the top. They look underneath, kick it back out to 22 for the three. That's no good. Duvall with another rebound. He finds 22 on the backside. Ball's knocked away. They get it back, kick it back outside for another three for West. And that three is good by number three from West Henderson. Score now is 5-1 West Henderson early here in the first quarter.
Offensive rebound turned into points.
That size will bother us tonight. We got to get in transition a little bit, get some stops and get in transition a little bit.
And it's obvious they don't want to run with us.
And the pass goes off Campbell Crook's hand on the outside, and the ball will go back to possession of West Henderson. West Henderson inbounds it, and they'll slowly walk it up and set their offense up. They're content here running their offense, trying to get it down low. The ball kicks it right to 22 for West Henderson. He finds three up top, dribble penetrate, little floater in the lane, but rebounded by West again. West cuts, that's missed. That time rebounded by Campbell Crook. He goes back the other way, and Mason Putnam gets to the paint. It's knocked away, turned over, back to West. West goes the other way, and he'll go up for a layup. And that is now 7-1. West Henderson's up. Pisgah will come back the other way. They try to push it, but then settle it back up top. West is still in this 2-3. Kick the ball all the way around. Campbell Crook for a three now. And that is off, no good, and looks like the ball goes off of Maddox right, and West will have the ball, possession of the ball with 4:02 left here in quarter one.
This zone is giving us some trouble.
That is.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to knock down the three, and they've really made us be patient and look for shots here.
Yep.
7-1, West. They have the ball coming back the other way. Get it to a new player for them, number 11. He comes in for Duvall. 22 dribble penetrates, kicks back out. Another three goes up for West, and that is off. Mason Putnam with the rebound. He quickly gets it to Maddox right. Transition defense not bad for West. They get back, and we pull it back out and work it around the perimeter. Campbell Crook has it. He dribble penetrates. He's trying to look inside, finds Nick Messer out on the perimeter. Nick gets it back to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam back to Nick on the left perimeter. He gets it to Campbell Crook. They work it all the way back to Mason Putnam. And he gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox swings cross court to Nick Messer. Nick Messer finds Cameron Robinson, who kicks it out to Mason Putnam. He finds Maddox Wright on the perimeter, and that three is no good. Rebounded by West Henderson. West Henderson quickly comes back the other way, works it inside. It's all the way down, but misses the shot. And Nick Messer with the rebound, and he kicks out to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam finds Maddox Wright. Maddox gets it out to Nick Messer, who swings it to Campbell Crook. Campbell gets it over here to Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates, finds Robinson outside. He kicks it to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook finds Mason at the elbow. He finds Maddox Wright, who kicks it over to Nick Messer.
There we go.
And that three by Nick Messer is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
We got to knock those down if we're going to stay in this zone.
Scores now 7-4 West here with 2:15 left in the first. West back on this end. Got some problems inside. They get it inside, and it's finished there by number 32 for West Henderson. Scores now 9-4 West Henderson with 2:01 left. Pisgah was patient bringing it up here. Campbell Crook gets it to Nick Messer. Nick Messer gets it to Mason Putnam. West is just trying to slow us down here, Mark.
Yep.
Make us work for everything we've got. They're content with letting us take that three here tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're trying to keep us out of the transition game.
Maddox Wright has it on the right wing. He finds Nick Messer at the elbow. That shot's up. No good, but rebounded by Robinson. Robinson kicks out to Mason Putnam. He shoots the three, and that three's up and no good. Rebounded by West Henderson. West Henderson comes back the other way. Dribble penetration gets all the way to the block. That shot's missed. The rebound goes off of Mason Putnam, so the ball will stay here with West Henderson with 1:21 left in the first quarter, and West Henderson leads 9-4.
And the more we're not unable, or the we're not able to knock those shots down, the more effective that zone becomes.
Oh, yeah. West dribble penetrates. They get all the way to the block. Number 11 finishes. Score now is 11-4. West Henderson here with 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Campbell Crook tries to get it to Robinson. Ball is stolen by West Henderson, but Campbell Crook gets the charge when he takes it all the way to the basket, so the ball will go back to Pisgah. That's the second foul on West for the quarter. First on number 11 for West. Still no fouls for Pisgah in this game. Campbell Crook has it. He gets it to Nick Messer, but it's stolen away by West. He goes up for that layup. It is missed, but they get a foul on Nick Messer. That'll be his first, team first, here in the first quarter.
This press is giving us some trouble, too.
Yeah, they're coming out and really just trying to slow us up, but it's giving us so much trouble. They're getting turnovers here, Mark.
Yeah, just not making really good passes down here.
First free throw for West is up and no good. Second free throw for West is up and good. That runs the score 12-4, West Henderson. Find Mason Putnam in the middle. He quickly goes the other way, kicks to Maddox Wright. He attacks the basket and is fouled on the take. Shot is missed, but that will send Maddox Wright to the line for two Messmer Insurance free throws. And these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Maddox Wright with the first free throw is up and good. Micah Devlin will come in for Mason Putnam here with 50.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Got Mintz over there at the score table. He'll come in for Maddox Wright with 50.7 seconds left. Those two made free throws run the score to 12-7 now, with West Henderson leading the way here late in the first quarter. West comes back the other way. They work it to the top. They attack again. Kick out for the three this time. That three is missed. Good block out by Nick Messer, and the ball will stay with Pisgah going the other way. Isaiah Mintz gets it into Devlin. Devlin kicks it to Crook. Gets it back to Mintz. Gets it back to Crook. Crook finds Devlin. He kicks it to Robinson. We're now deep on our end of the court. Find Micah Devlin on the wing. He kicks it to Crook. Gets it back to Devlin. Swings it all the way back to the right side to Robinson. And we swing it all the way back. Campbell Crook has it now. Back to Mintz up top. He goes to Devlin on the right wing. He finds Robinson outside. Robinson finds Crook on the outside. Crook with the three. And that three is in and out as the buzzer goes off. And we're going to end the first quarter with West Henderson up 12-6 on our Bears. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family. so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mark, wrestling in action tonight. Got a message from our buddy Jack Webb. The Bears beat West Henderson 53-21 tonight.
Nice. So
good win by them. Also had a great meet over in Johnson City where they finished second out of 35 teams.
Wow.
And had two winners. I'll go to that here in a little bit. We're back in action, folks. Pisgah has the ball moving left to right. West remains in this 2-3 zone. Pisgah works it around. On the court for Pisgah is Isaiah Mintz, Maddox Strike, Micah Devlin, Mason Putnam, and Nick Messer. Putnam has it on the right wing. He finds Maddox Strike. He goes to the basket but gives it off to Devlin. He looks to get it to Mintz, and the ball goes out of bounds on Pisgah, and ball will go back to West Henderson.
Yeah, we're struggling with the zone, and then we make unforced errors. Doesn't help our cause.
So West goes the other way. They've got it in half-court set. They're going to work the ball around. Number 10 kicks it out to number 23 for West. They're looking to get it inside to Duval. Dribble penetrate on the right wing. Kick it up top to Duval. He gets it back to three. Three dribble penetrates. He pulls up for the two-point shot right at the three-point line.
He gave him a three, and he was over the line.
Yeah, he was definitely over the line. Should have been a two. Score now, according to the scoreboard, is 15-6.
He was one full step with a foot over the line.
Pisgah gets a three-point shot, missed by Messer, rebounded by Mintz. He gets it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. So even bigger than going to the line here, that is number two on Duval down low.
Yeah,
for West.
That definitely helps. In this offense right here, Maddox is playing out on the perimeter quite a bit, so we really are way over mismatched inside.
First free throw for Mason Putnam is good. Scores now 14-7. Second free throw is short and no good. Rebounded by West Henderson. 6:26 left here. 14-7. West Henderson leads our Bears. West Henderson has the ball, moving right to left. They look down low. Kick it back outside. Dribble penetration on the outside. They swing it all the way back around. Screen set up top. Oh, good deflection by Isaiah Mintz, because the number one for West Henderson was rolling to the basket. If that pass gets there, we were in trouble there. West Henderson has it on the baseline. They inbound it. They get it to the top of the key. Kick it back out. They get it down low. They kick it back to the free throw line. Dribble penetration. He goes in, makes the shot. And there will be an and-one opportunity for West Henderson. That is number two on Nick Messer, I believe, is who they called that on. And we'll send, I believe that's their running back.
Is it McGraw?
Yep.
Zane McGraw.
Zane McGraw hits the free throw. Runs the score to, I believe it should be 18-7 unless they adjusted that three from earlier. They got 17-7 here, so maybe we got that three back earlier.
Yep, apparently they have. That's good work, because it was definitely not a three.
Pisgah has the ball. They swing it outside. Campbell Crook has it on the right wing. He kicks it back deep corner to Nick Messer. Messer has it. He's looking to get it down low to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright tries to get it to Mason Putnam, and it goes off of Mason Putnam's hand. Turnover to West. and they get a foul on Maddox Wright trying to steal it back with 5:23 left. Yep. It's just the first on Maddox, Mark.
Yeah, not a good foul, though.
Now, team second here early in the second period. West Henderson will bring it back with a 10-point lead. And kick it up top to Zero. He looks down low, but that's overthrown and goes out of bounds. The ball will go back. Possession will go back to Pisgah. West is still in this 2-2-1 full-court press. Get it to the right wing to Mason Putnam. He gets it back to Mintz. He kicks it left to Crook. Crook gets it to Maddox Wright. He goes inside, and that goes in. 2 points for Maddox Wright. Now 17-9 West Henderson. Mason Putnam with the steal. He goes up, finishes, and a foul is called on West Henderson after that steal from Mason and putback.
Really good play right there by Mason.
That runs the score to 17-11. And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
You know, Kevin, this press that they're running is not causing a lot of turnovers, but what it's doing is it's slowing us way down because it takes us so long to get the ball over the floor.
And that's it. That's advantage then.
Yep.
Mason Putnam makes the free throw, runs the score to 17-12. With that, we're going to get a timeout on the court. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, what does Pisgah need to do to speed this game up a little bit?
Man, well, a couple things. The skip passes across to the elbow, we're going to have to start knocking those shots down. But when we pull it off, I would really like to just break this press a little easier. We're making easily 6-7 passes before we get to half court, and it's just making the game drag, or making them, their possession drag on. They got to find a way to open it up and get things going just a little faster, get their big man running just a little more.
Yeah, and there Mason got the steal down here with a 3-point play.
Yep.
To pull this thing within five. But we really weren't pressing it all there. It was just Mason doing that himself.
Yep.
So we're coming out here in a 1-2-2 full court press. So this is what I think we need to be doing a lot more of. What we got to score to be able to do it.
Got to score.
We got a lot of pressure here. Almost get the steal. If they get it back and get it to Duvall, Duvall finishes. That runs the score to 19-12. Pisgah has it back. And Pisgah is being patient here again. Bring it here. Mason dribble penetrates. Gets it past half court line. He comes right. Comes off of the screen for Maddox. Kicks to Crook. Crook kicks to Messer. Messer shoots the three. And that rolled around three times and came out. Rebounded by number one for West Henderson. Duvall.
That's the shot that's got the ball for us.
That thing hit everything but the bottom of the net. West comes back the other way, misses the shot, rebounded by Pisgah. Mason Putnam goes the other way. He gets into the paint, kicks back out to Crook. Crook dribble penetrates, finds Putnam back inside. He gets to the hole and goes up and misses the shot but creates the foul, and that is big. That is number three on their center there,
yep.
Mark.
We're trying to change the tempo. You can tell right there. It's just.
That will send Mason Putnam back to the free throw line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. They offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That first free throw is up and good. So a big time for us here, Mark. 19-13. Mason's got one more free throw. 3:52 left. Most of their size has to go out. They're still long. They're just not as thick. Second free throw is up and good. Runs the score 19-14. And Pisgah is pressing here. That creates a turnover.
Yeah.
Great hustle by Isaiah Mintz. Get it back to Maddox Wright. He backs down. He goes up. His shot is blocked. And West goes back the other way. Number three gets all the way to the basket, and he finishes 21-14. Pisgah comes back the other way quickly. Mason Putnam gets it all the way up the court, decides to pull back out, set the offense up. He kicks right to Isaiah Mintz. Mintz gets it back up top to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam kicks to Messer. Messer gets it to Mintz. Mintz gets it back to Messer. That three is missed and rebounded by West Henderson. West Henderson will walk it up this time. Pisgah's now in a man-to-man defense on this end. Good job by Maddox, right, pressuring the ball. They move it all the way around, and that three was deep for West Henderson. Wasn't expecting that one. Missed and rebounded by Pisgah. Mason Putnam gets it and brings it back. Ball's turned over on the pass underneath. West comes back the other way. They go inside and finish inside. The score is now 23-14, West Henderson. Mason Putnam has it, bringing dribble all between the defense. Finds Isaiah Mintz on the backside for a wide open layup. That was missed by Mintz, and West Henderson rebounds and goes back the other way. And he goes coast to coast, not even contested there, Mark.
Wow. That's a big turnaround right there. We missed the layup on this end, and they got the layup on the other end. You know, just a minute ago in our press, we got the turnover, but couldn't convert those things. And these West Henderson's taking advantage of everything we're giving them.
Yep. And that runs the score. West Henderson 25, Pisgah 14. Coach Rodomer wants a timeout. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So I said that was a big moment. I thought it was a big moment for us, but they go on a 6-0 run.
Yep.
To run it back up to an 11-point game here, Mark.
Yep, went from 17-12 to 25-14 in a hurry. I'm just sitting here thinking, too, man, anybody that's sitting at home that's been around Pisgah basketball for a long time, as old as me, this gym makes me also think of Rick Wood, legendary coach over here at West Henderson.
Yeah, he was a good one.
He was.
Pisgah has it moving right to left. Robinson has it on the wing. He gets it to Crook. Crook gets it back to Robinson. They skip across to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Crook. He gets it back to Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Kicks it back to Robinson. Looks at the three but pulls back. He dribbles out. He looks underneath to Messer. Almost a turnover, but Messer controls it.
Nice.
And what a pass to Maddox right on the backside by Messer. Runs the score 25-16.
Caught it in the air and finished it.
It's also a very good finish by Maddox Wright.
It really was.
West comes back the other way. They're content to slow this thing back down. They get it up top, swing it to the right side. They dribble penetrate back to the middle. Kick to the left side. He looks at the three. Dribble penetrates. Forces a shot. Maddox Wright with the rebound. Gets it to Messer. Messer finds Putnam. Putnam finds Robinson. Robinson with the three. That is missed, but rebounded by Campbell Crook. He goes up strong, but is blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds off of him here with 1:19 left in the second quarter. And with 1:19, West Henderson wants a timeout this time, Mark.
Yep.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored again by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So we've picked the intensity up a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, starting to push the tempo up a little. Not as much as I'm sure Coach Rodomer would like. We got to start converting, though, when we make something happen down here, because West Henderson, when they get down on this end, they got some boys that can finish, and they've been going. They like to attack the basket.
And this is what they wanted. They wanted a very low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-minded game. Big moment here. West Henderson coach brings in Brady Duvall with three fouls here, up nine, with 1:19 left in the quarter. Not sure I'd have done that if I was him.
No. If I got the ball, I would probably go right at him, too.
Absolutely. West Henderson almost gets a 10-second call, but gets the ball up. They settle up, set their offense up. They're on the right wing. They kick it left to Duvall.
Duvall could have just got number four if they'd have been looking, because he body-checked Crook.
Oh, yeah. He's a physical kid. And with that, they're going to get a foul on Maddox Wright. That's his second. And we're going to get him out of the game with two. And get Isaiah Morris in the game for him. Wes Henderson kicks it up top. Tries to cut through. They call a hold on Mason Putnam. That is going to be the team fourth foul. And number two, I believe, on Mason Putnam. Now they say one. Number one on Mason Putnam. West has three team fouls here in the second quarter. West kicks it, gets it in, inbounds. Kick it back to the left side, get to the middle. Jump stops, kicks it back outside, looking for the three. Kick it to the right wing. Dribble penetration, find Duvall there, short, and rebounded by Morris. And a foul is called as Morris is trying to outlet pass that ball on West Henderson.
I'm with you. I'm still baffled. Duvall's on the floor with 36 seconds to go.
It's team foul number four for West Henderson and Pisgah. Next foul, both teams go to the line. Mason Putnam has it. Dribble penetrates, and that's really what we want to do is attack inside right now. Pick up that fourth foul. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson looks outside. 20 seconds left. He gets it back to Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Gets it back to Robinson. He finds Messer. Messer gets it to Putnam. Morris gets it. Dribble penetrates. Kicks it to Putnam. Putnam's looking to penetrate. He brings it back out. 6 seconds. Stolen by West. They look up. Stolen back by Morris. And a foul on West will put Pisgah on the free throw line here with 1.3 seconds left. Who did they give that foul to?
I didn't see the number.
They gave it to number zero. That's his second with 1.3, and Morris will go to the line now. Pisgah down 25-16 with 1.3 seconds left in the half. First free throw is good. And folks, these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency. They offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Morris with his second free throw. That is up and good. Runs the score 25-18. West tries to get it all the way down the court. Does get the shot off, but front end rim. And with that, West is going to go to halftime with a 25-18 lead here over our Bears. When we come back, we'll have a halftime report. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We are back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime of the boys game. West Henderson leads our Bears 25-18. Your halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, what is your thoughts on our Bears in that first half of that basketball game?
Well, West Henderson got exactly what they planned to do. They slowed us down, held us to 18 points. The highlight, I think, of our first half, we were 9 for 11 from a free throw line. So thank goodness for good shooting there. We were 1 for 5 from a three-point line. Our leading scorer is Mason so far was 7 and Maddox was 6. But just not good offensive flow down here. We're not getting the shots we want. Even our skip passes, they're getting to us so quickly. We're not getting any open shots there. When we do get an open shot, it seems like we're not able to knock it down like we need to. But we got to find a way this second half to open this tempo up and get them running just a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, they're closing out well. Part of that, you got to give them some credit.
Yeah.
But we do. We've got to figure out. I'd almost, if I'm Coach Rodehammer, you know, have a conversation with our kids, even on a rebound, a defensive rebound by West. We're pressing.
Yeah.
Full court, whether it's man-to-man full or trying to get into something, we just got to create a little bit of havoc for them. And like you said, get out in the press, create some easy shots, because right now we're not getting any easy shots.
We're not. This is almost like watching a Big Ten basketball game right now. Not a lot of excitement, just a lot of, you know, I don't know how many passes we're making down here, but we're moving the ball around, and just not a lot of open areas for open shots.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live in the Stevenson Press Control Press Box, where we've got your Bears down 25-18 here at halftime. Mark, we're watching the three-point shot, half-court three-point shot. Seeing the West Henderson coach go for an attempt. We've seen some of Pisgah's former players here. Don
yep.
Messer hitting the half-court shot. Got yep. a prize there.
Yeah, only one who's hit it so far. Very entertaining, though, I'm telling you.
Yeah, the West Henderson quarterback was out there. Cade Young, he was out there.
Right.
Jake Lowry out there. Now we've got some of the JV players coming out. Everybody's.
I missed Jake. I didn't see him.
Yeah, he front end rimmed it. He was right after Dom.
Okay.
His body composition's changing a little bit.
Is it?
I don't really want to mess with him at home anymore.
Hey,
Mark.
I got you. Hey, dads don't play fair, though.
No.
My dad always taught me. He said, I may get older, but I will always be able to bring you down.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't know he's bigger and stronger than me, we're all good.
That's right.
So, if you're Coach Rodehammer right now, Mark, what's the final thoughts coming here with 3:30 left at halftime before we get into the second half?
Got to do something different, boys. We've got to be able to open up the tempo, the press that's taking us forever to get across half court. We've got to open that up. Got to make some shots to get this zone. I mean, when they get packed back in that 2-3 zone, it's giving us all kinds of trouble, and I mean we're passing around, just never getting an open shot. So we got to force things defensively to try to get some turnovers and get out and get running.
So having a lot of fun here, folks. I agree with you, Mark. We got to get the transition. I think he's got to reiterate what a big game this is for our boys' team right now. Sitting at 1-2 in the conference, but right in the middle of it with a big win against North Henderson.
Yep.
Need to follow that up with a win here tonight and continue this trend. I think we're on a 5-game winning streak for the boys.
Right.
To be 8-4. Folks, we just got one stuck in the rim there.
I'm suspecting a little deflate gate over here. These balls are getting stuck way too easy between the rim and the backboard.
We'll have to ask some questions to Principal Manuel over here.
Yep. But I agree with you. This is not your typical 4-8 team we're playing right now.
No. So folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsor before we start the second half. When we come back, we'll have the finish of this game, the second half of this game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Okay, we're back here at West Henderson High School. We're 35 seconds away from second half starting. I'll kick it back over to Kevin.
So, folks, sorry I had to step away there for a second. Hey, I got to get a picture of our player of that game for the girls' game, Miss Macy Devlin. Got 15 seconds here. Our boys have taken the court, Mark. West is still over here. They want to take as many seconds and minutes off the clock as they can.
Apparently, they're even working it now.
Big quarter for us. We need a quick start here. Pull this thing even and get some momentum going here, Mark.
Yeah, this first few minutes is really crucial for us to try to make something happen. We can't afford to not get some scores and let them pull away a little further at the pace that this game is going.
And West has it going left to right here. They get it out on the right wing and then dump it down inside, and they attack the basket. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Crook. Crook goes the other way. He gets it to Maddox right. He goes up, and that shot is blocked on Maddox, and West comes back the other way, and they're just content to pull it up. They do get a three-point shot off. That's missed. Rebounded by one for West Henderson. He kicks outside the 22. They get it over to three. That three is missed. Maddox right with the rebound. He finds Mason Putnam up the court. He pulls up for a two-point shot. That is missed.
All right, so there's two chances we've had it almost in transition and just can't cash in.
And the rebound goes off of Pisgah out of bounds. Possession goes to West Henderson. They bring it up slow. They get to the left side of the court in front of their own bench. They kick back up top and kick back to number 22 left. They go to the corner. He dribbles out, has Mason Putnam guarding him. He dribbles out. That could be 5 seconds quick. We picked up the defensive pressure, and Mason Putnam does get the steal and goes back the other way. He comes back quick. He finds Messer. Deflected by West Henderson. He gets it to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook finds Messer in the middle. Putnam gets it. He gets it to Maddox Wright. He dribble penetrates. Campbell Crook, instead of taking that three, he decided to pump fake and dribble penetrate and got called for the walk there. Like to see him take that three with a little bit of confidence there, Mark.
Absolutely.
He shot it well all year. Just shoot it up, young man. I'm sure that's what Coach Rodomer's saying right now.
You have to take those open shots.
West comes back the other way. They kick it back to the left side on the perimeter. Set a screen up top. Kick it to the right wing. Number 22 dribble penetrates, has Crook on him. He finds number 3. He gets in the lane, goes up for the layup, and finishes. Runs the score 27-18 West here. West is in this 2-2-1 again, just trying to slow us down, folks. We get it past half court. Mason Putnam has it up top. He dribbles right. He gets a screen from Isaiah Mintz, kicks to Crooks. Crook with that three I was talking about, but it's off the back rim, rebounded by Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates, he goes in, misses the layup, rebounded by West Henderson. That was a good job by their big there, Duval. Mason tried to get that fourth foul on him, and he backed off, and Mason was expecting contact to just miss that layup.
Yep, I like this. The referee underneath on the play is looking 60 feet away to the other guy for help on an out-of-bounds call.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Nope.
But ball will stay with Pisgah underneath their own basket. Mason Putnam looking to get it in. Fans for West not happy. Mason with the three gets it back from Maddox Wright, and that three goes down, and that is a Forga contracting three-point shot by Mason Putnam. Runs the score 27-21.
We needed that one.
Mason gets a deflection out of bounds. West will keep the ball. We definitely needed that one, Mark.
Good boy.
5:28 left here in the third quarter. West will inbound the ball in front of their own bench. Pisgah's really picked it up defensively here. West inbounds it. Get it into 22. He dribble penetrates, kicks out to 23. Dribble penetrates again, gets all the way inside, kicks it back to number zero. Loose ball is picked up by number 23 for West Henderson. And he dribble penetrates, finishes at the rim, and that foul is called. I'm not sure who, no, number 23 for Pisgah, and that is Campbell Crook, and that is his first foul. Free throw is up and missed, rebounded by Duvall.
Wow.
Duvall puts it back up and in, and quickly runs this score back to 31-21, and he'll go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Yep, back-to-back ones. Definitely not what we was looking for there.
Free throw is up and good for Duvall. Pisgah gets it in. They get it up the court, but get a wall for Campbell Crook. But he dribbled into that trap and just took one too many steps before he got it up the sidelines to Mason Putnam, Mark.
Yeah, another turnover. We had this thing cut to, six, and now here we're back down by 11.
11 here with 5:08 left. West gets it in. Adrian Coe with it out on the perimeter. He gets it to Duvall. He swings it to number three, Jonah Christ. Jonah swings it up to Zane McGraw. Zane McGraw gets it into Duvall. They get him for a walk as he's attacking. He had Campbell Crook, and he was going straight to the basket, Mark.
He was. Subs come in. Take a quick, I want to say a shout-out to my cousin, if she's still listening, Pam Sumner Price, head volleyball coach over at Cherokee. Played her collegiate volleyball at NC State, and I know she's deep down really a true Tar Heel fan. But, yeah, hope she's still listening.
That's a good one, Mark.
I know, right?
Pisgah comes back going right to left. Mason Putnam gets it to Crook on the right wing. Crook has it. He's being defended by three Christ. Crook gets it to Robinson. Robinson brings it back out top. He gets it to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Crook. Finds Robinson cutting in the middle. Ball's deflected. He collects it. Goes up. Shots missed. Rebounded by West Henderson. And they'll go back the other way. Adrian Coe with the ball up top. He attacks the basket. Shots blocked, looked like by Mason. And quickly, Pisgah goes back the other way, exactly how we want to play. And Mason finishes at the rim. Runs the score 32-23. West slows it back down. Isaiah Mintz, Camden Robinson, Maddox Wright, Campbell Crook, and Mason Putnam on the floor for Pisgah. Mason Putnam with the steal up top. He goes the other way. Goes to almost finishes that, but gets the foul, and he'll go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Hey, and this is how we change the tempo, man. They're playing good hard-nosed defense down here and creating some turnovers. Got to capitalize on these.
Yeah, and I said earlier pregame, I thought we had an advantage out on the perimeter. We just haven't taken advantage of the quick hands and quickness, but there we did, and we're really starting to see us turn the tide there, Mark.
Yep. Just got to keep doing it.
Mason Putnam with the first free throw up and good. Runs the score to 32-24, so we got it back down to 8 here. He'll have another free throw. In the game is Isaiah Morris for Pisgah. He's coming in for Campbell Crook. That free throw was missed. Maddox Wright battling for that rebound.
Henderson. Yep.
Wes Henderson comes away with it, but the turnover. Good battle by Robinson and Wright. They're battling for the rebound there.
Again, you can see we've turned up the intensity.
Messer will inbound it to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Messer. Messer gets it back to Putnam. To the left wing to Morse. Morse has it. Ball stolen away by Jonah Price. He pulls up for a three on the other end. Probably not what their coach wanted there.
No. Nope.
Mason Putnam with a rebound, and he goes quickly back the other way. Pulls it back up top. He kicks it out to Morse. Morse kicks it back right to Putnam. Dribble penetration. Gets all the way to the rim, but that shot is blocked by number 32 for West Henderson. Good help defense there by West Henderson. That was Cooper Kearns. Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket. Inbounding here, down 8 with 3:02 left. They get it to Maddox Wright.
He back there.
Kicks back to Mason Putnam for that same three. Mason Putnam hits another three, and that three is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Pisgah now has a 5-point deficit, 32-27. West turns it over on this end. It's a big momentum.
West Henderson want a timeout now.
Big Mo coming back for us here.
I'm telling you, you knock down a shot or two, you keep this defensive intensity up, it changes things.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, folks, I'd like to take a little bit of time to recognize all of our basketball sponsors this year. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental. So here with 2:47 left in the third quarter, we've cut this lead back to 5. A big last 2.5 minutes here, Mark.
Yeah, and Mason, I'll tell you, I give credit to Mason Putnam, too. He's kind of taking things in his own hands and driving, attacking the basket. Nice move.
Oh. So, folks, Mason got inside on a pass by Maddox Wright. Shot got blocked. Maddox got it back. Missed the shot. Mason Putnam got it back. Got tied up, and Pisgah will keep the ball underneath their own basket. Putnam gets it into Morse. Morse gets to the elbow. He kicks back outside to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright is looking. He tries to dribble penetrate between two guys and gets called for the walk. And that turnover will give West Henderson the ball back. That's probably not what Coach Rodheimer wants out of Maddox out on the perimeter.
No. Rather see it in the guard's hand. A basket right there would have made things a little interesting.
Yeah. So West has the ball back. They get it down on the post. 22 has it. He kicks it out to 23. Oliver, he kicks it to 32. And then they bring it back outside to and he settles down. Kicks back out to number 11 on the perimeter. They get down in the post. Kick out for the three, and that three is good by West Henderson. Score is now 35-27. West Henderson here with 1:47 left in the third period. Mason Putnam gets it back cross half court. He gets it to Morse on the left wing. He's back to Putnam, who gets it to Robinson. Robinson back up top to Mason Putnam, who finds Messer open on the right wing. They rotate it all the way over to Morse. He shoots the three. Misses that, but rebounded by Messer. Messer kicks out to Mason Putnam.
Not sure about that.
And they call a walk on Mason Putnam. Yet he pump fake and looked like he went. Looked like he got the ball down, Mark.
I thought he did. I think, again, the referee was anticipating right there.
We'll get Campbell Crook back in the game for Isaiah Morris. West will have it moving left to right. They're in the home white. Number 32 tries to get all the way to the block.
Yep.
Campbell Crook takes the charge. Good help defense again.
Yes, that's the second charge Campbell's taking tonight.
So, big turnover there for West Henderson. Ball goes back to Pisgah with 1:13 left here in the third quarter. Score is now 35-27. West Henderson leads. Isaiah Mintz is coming in, going to give Mason Putnam a rest here in the last minute 13 of this third quarter. Messer gets it into Campbell Crook. He quickly comes up the sidelines, gets all the way down, finds Maddox right.
Great pass.
Yeah, it was a great pass.
Yep.
Maddox goes up. Shot is blocked, but he is fouled, and that will send Maddox to the line for two more Pisgah free throws. Good look by Campbell Crook there.
It really was.
And these two free throws are sponsored by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. Maddox Wright with the first free throw up and good.
Short,
that quick, he
short
gets
rest
Mason,
for Mason
Putnam back in, this time for Robinson. Second free throw is in and out, rebounded by West Henderson. They try to press there, almost get the steal.
Yep.
Outlet pass to 23. He tries to get up the sidelines. Almost another steal.
Good pressure on the press right there.
So doing a really good job here of really pressuring the ball. Scores now 35-28. West Henderson's up. Cug gets it up top. He kicks out to the wing to Oliver on number 23 for West Henderson. He gets it back up top to Adrian Cug. Sam McGraw now has it up top. He looks to dribble penetrate. Kicks it out to Jonah Christ. Jonah Christ dribble penetrates up top. He kicks it left to Cug. Got Nick Messer guarding him up there. Pisgah in a straight man-to-man. Looked like a push-off there.
Yeah, lowered his shoulder in.
Well, they didn't get the push-off, but they did when he was too busy trying to push off. He lost control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Turnover, ball back to Pisgah. Messer gets it into Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Like we may have got one there.
Yep. I do like how we're breaking the press now instead of passing it back and forth so much. Mason's just go ahead and bringing it up the floor.
Yeah, we're just pushing the pace hard now. If they stop us, it's good defense. But we're not being – you kind of want to be patient sometimes, but we want to push the pace in this situation.
Yep.
Mason gets it to Crook. Gets it back to Messer. Messer to Crook. He passes back to Mason outside, gets it inside to Wright. Wright goes up for two.
Nice.
And good finish by Maddox Wright.
Our boy Maddox.
The score is now 35-30 with 5 seconds left. Pisgah's pressing here. And looks like he got a foul on Dominic Messer. It's only the third team foul here with 2.0 seconds left in the third quarter. Your Bears down 35-30. West will have it on our end of the court down here, right, almost right underneath us, Mark.
Yep.
They get it in. He throws up a prayer, and that misses everything. That's the end of the third quarter. Your Bears down 35-30. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this highly competitive conference game here tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we enter the fourth quarter and your Bears down 5, 35-30 here in the
moving screen.
Fourth quarter. Moving screen on Zane McGraw. West Henderson will give the ball back to the Bears, so that's a big call for us, Mark.
It is.
As West started the quarter with the ball. They get the ball into Mason Putnam. He goes by number 11, kicks to Messer on the wing. Messer back to Putnam. putting it back to Mustard. He tries to find Campbell Crook inside. That ball stolen away by West. Layup is missed by number 11, rebounded by Maddox Wright. We come back the other way.
Great pass, great pass.
Great pass on the backside, and even more important, on the block, a foul is called on number one for West Henderson.
It's his fourth, isn't it?
That is his fourth. So just when I said they bought some minutes there, the miss on this end and fast break coming back the other way created that fourth foul for West Henderson. Isaiah Mintz goes to the line for two Messmer Insurance free throws. Messmer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. First free throw was missed by Isaiah Mintz. Second free throw is up and good. Score is now 35-31. And our press created another turnover by West, and we'll get the ball back here.
We just got to keep digging into this thing. You know, a while ago, every time we would cut it to five or six, they'd run it back up to 11. Now here we are at four.
And it's 2-2-1 press. Mason Putnam beats it with a dribble. Gets it out to Messer. Messer kicks it back to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Crook. He's being trapped. He finds Wright underneath. He tries to dribble penetrate, but kicks out to Crook. Good job by Messer retaining control. Crook dribble penetrates. He gets all the way to the middle, leans in, and makes the shot. 35-33. Pisgah's down now. West gets the ball in. Full court press by Pisgah. McGraw gets it out of the court. Almost another walk. 11 gets it. He finishes this time. Good contest by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright gets the rebound, or gets the ball inbounded to Mason Putnam. Pisgah gets back the other way quickly. Finds Campbell Crook on the wing. Score is now 37-33. West Henderson is up. Crook has it on the wing. Dribble penetrates. Gets it to Wright underneath. Wright turns. He kicks back out to Messer. Messer dribble penetrates. Kicks out to Putnam. Putnam is... looks at a three, but decides not to. Gets it back to Messer up top. Messer kicks over to Campbell Crook. Crook gets it to Messer. Messer gets it to Crook. And they call a walk. I guess he shuffled his feet after he caught it. Crook's looking around. Doesn't really understand that one. I'm not sure Rodomer agrees with it either.
Nope.
The turnover. Ball goes back to West Henderson. West Henderson brings it up. Score again, folks, is 37-33. 5:54. Number three, Christ, tries to find Duvall cutting to the basket, but throws it out of bounds. With that, West Henderson wants a timeout to talk it over, Mark, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So we got a little closer.
Got a little closer, yep.
Got it to two. They got went back that way and got it to four. I think if your coach Rodomer right now, we're probably in a position that he feels pretty comfortable in right now.
Absolutely. And I tell you what I've noticed with Wes Henderson, too, is a while ago when it was 11, they were pretty comfortable on offense down here. Now that it's been cut under five, a couple of unforced turnovers right there. I think they're getting a little tight. It's like this lead has evaporated, maybe playing with a little extra pressure on them.
Yeah, you don't know. They're 4-8 on the season, Mark, 0-2 in the conference. Played a lot of close games. And sometimes when you continually lose those close games, it starts getting into your mind a little bit.
A little mental,
So we'll see how they react coming down here the stretch. Pisgah will get the ball in. They're going right to left full court. Mason Putnam has it. He gets it past half court. He has it on the right side of the court. He finds Messer at the elbow. He kicks back out to Putnam in the corner. Putnam finds Mintz outside. He kicks back out to Putnam for the three.
Boom.
And that three is good. That is another Florida contracting three-point shot for Pisgah. Score is now 37-36. Pisgah's down by 1 point with 5:54 left. West comes back the other way. They dribble penetrate. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. He's coming back quickly the other way. He decides to pull it up.
That would have helped.
Shot is missed, but fouled by number three, Jonah Christ for West, will send Mason Putnam back to the line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws. Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. So a chance to take the lead for the first time today, I believe. Mark?
Yep. I like that shot, too, that pull-up jumper.
Yeah, it's a good choice. First free throw is up and good. Robinson in for Messer.
Whole new ball game here, folks.
Second free throw is up and good. Pisgah's got the lead now, 38-37, with 5:12 left in this game. West Henderson gets it up. They kick it back left. They try to get down into Duvall, stolen away by Crook, deflected by Putnam. Crook gets it out, and he finds Putnam outside. He dribble penetrates, gets all the way to the rim. That is missed.
Yep, forced that one. But, okay, attacking the goal. That's what I'm saying. It's changed the whole way that they're having to play now because they can't play their same style.
So Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket. And
that didn't help.
That did not help. West Henderson gets the steal on the inbounds. Mason Putnam trying to get it to Campbell Crook. Christ comes back the other way. He kicks it to 32. He gets it to 11. 11 has Maddox Wright on him. Pulls up for a jump shot. Late call there on the foul.
Yeah, not too sure about that one.
And that call is on Isaiah Mintz. It really penetrated well, but leaned into him. So I'm not sure it was a foul.
Right.
And I'm not sure the official thought it was a foul because he didn't call it immediately. Looked like we had a rebound going back the other way.
Yep.
Nonetheless, that would put West Henderson on the line. First free throw is up and good. That ties the score at 38 here with 4:35 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Crook. Crook pushes back the other way. Pulls it back up top, sets it up. Finds Robinson out on the left wing. He pulls up for the three. That is missed.
Good fought, rebound by Mason.
Yeah, fought hard for that rebound. Looked like it was going to be a good one. Finds
Campbell.
Crook on the outside, and Crook hits the three to put Pisgah up 41-38, and that Pisgah three-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Little sophomore playing with ice water in his veins right now.
West comes back the other way. Shot goes up off the back of the backboard, off the backside. Maddox Wright with the rebound. He gets it to Mason Putnam. Now with a three-point lead, we're content to walk it up the floor. Mason has it. West goes into a man-to-man defense now. They come out of the 2-3. Advantage Pisgah here. Campbell Crook dribbles up top. He gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright dribble penetrates, gets all the way to the rim.
Oh, and
it's
and
one.
Atta boy, Maddox.
And 43-38. Pisgah goes up with 3:31 left. Maddox will go to the line for an and one.
Off the reverse layup.
And I'm not real sure this coach for West has had a good strategy against us, but the last two possessions down, he's gone man-to-man.
Yep.
That's worked in our favor.
Absolutely. We're glad he's got out of that 2-3.
Yes, keep it in man-to-man. Missed free throw, rebounded by Robinson.
We're too quick for him to match up with this man-to-man.
Yeah, they're still in this man-to-man. I look for us to get another easy basket at the rim. Dribble penetration by Crook. He kicks out to Robinson. Robinson kicks out to Putnam. Putnam has the ball up top. He dribble penetrates. He pulls it back out top. Now he dribble penetrates, kicks out to Crook. Crook kicks back to Putnam. Putnam is dribbling up top.
Nothing wrong with running the clock.
No, it's all clock. Putnam goes right by him in all hands. He cannot stay with him, cannot stay in front of him. And that will be just the first foul. No, that will be the fourth foul. Actually, that's the fifth foul. That will send Mason Putnam to the line here with 2:52 left and your Bears up 43-38.
Kids, if you're listening at home, make your free throws. Free throws win games. And I jinxed him.
You jinxed him. First free throw is missed. These free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency. Putnam gets the ball for next free throw. That is up and good. Runs the score 44-38, Pisgah. West Tennyson goes down the other way. A dribble penetrate. Oh. There is going to be a foul called on Mason Putnam on the perimeter there. That is just the second team foul for Pisgah this quarter. And the third foul on Mason Putnam. 2:45 left. Your Bears up by six now. West Henderson gets the ball in. Dribble penetration in the left corner. Pulls it up. It's dead. And a timeout is called by West Henderson.
Just before the 5-second call there.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Agency. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, got to feel good about where we're at. We've trailed a majority of this game. Really opened it up in this fourth quarter to take this six-point lead with 2:35 left. And it looks like the West coach has abandoned everything that was successful for three quarters here.
Which is totally fine with us.
Yep, it's awesome.
Yep. I hope we come down. I hope we try to run a little clock with 2.5 to go because we're in the bonus. Well, I mean, we're shooting free throws now. We just got to make our free throws. Because I really like the way the momentum has changed. And they've got to make something happen now.
Yeah, they're going to be pressed to make something happen here on this possession to get it to a four-point lead. And then they're out of their comfort zone in what they're doing defensively right now.
Yep.
So West will have the ball underneath their own basket. Looks like they got mostly guards playing. They do kick it out. They get a three-point shot open. That is off the back rim. And
come on, Maddox.
Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks out to Mason Putnam. Smart by Mason to pull it back out and run some clock here. He gets it to Maddox. Mason has it. Mason dribble penetrates. He kicks to Crook. Crook kicks back out to Wright. Wright hands off to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam dribbles around, and he gets fouled by number 11, and that will send him back to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws.
Messmer's getting their money's worth tonight, ain't they?
Yes, they are.
Yep, shout out to them. Atta boy.
First free throw is up and good. Runs the score to 45-38, Pisgah. Isaiah Mintz will come back in. He will get Messer. Next free throw is up and good. 46-38 Pisgah now. West has it out on the perimeter. They go left. Dribble penetrate. Maddox Wright's out on the perimeter guarding. Dribble penetrate, beats it, looks, finds 32, and that shot is good. Score is now 46-40. Mason Putnam gets it, comes back down the court, pulls it out. West Henderson goes for the steal. Mason controls the ball, pulls it back out. He hands off to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook dribble penetrates, pulls it back out. Smart basketball here by our Bears. They get it to Robinson. Robinson dribble penetrates. He kicks out to Wright.
That's not good.
It's a foul on number 22. We're lucky if they don't team up right there.
Yep.
Maddox was trying to say he was throwing the ball, trying to throw it off of the individual. He was clearly standing out of bounds. Didn't like how he got fouled. He got fouled hard.
Not a time to lose your composure.
No, not up 6 points. We don't want to give them the ball back with two free throws. So with that, Messmer Insurance free throws for Pisgah. As Maddox Wright goes back to the free throw line. And he misses the first free throw. We have a second one here. Your Bears up 46-40 with 1:24 left in the game. Second free throw is up and good by Maddox. Runs the score to 47-40. West comes back quickly the other way. They get it on the left wing. Looking for the three. The dribble penetrates, though. Goes up, and it's going to be an old-fashioned three. We get the foul as Jonah Christ finishes there. Scores now 47-42 with 1:15 left. And West will go to the free throw line for another free throw, an opportunity at an and-one. Messer comes back in for Mintz. That free throw is missed. And Messer gets the rebound. Great rebound by Messer.
Yeah, great block out.
To Maddox or Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam finds Robinson. Robinson tries crook. He misses that, but rebound by Maddox Wright. Put back. Scores now 47-42 after Wright finishes that.
That's a walk. Yep.
West Tennessee goes back the other way. Good defense by Camden Robinson. And he forces the walk by number three, Jonah Christ. 55.9 seconds left. Pisgah leads by seven. Maddox yep. Wright has it. And another foul is called on West Henderson. Will send Mason Putnam back to the free throw line, up seven with 52.1 seconds left.
It's becoming pretty simple right now. I hate to say it again because I don't want to jinx them, so I'm not going to say it. But.
Just make free throws.
Yes.
I'll say it for you. Putnam will go to the line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws. First one is up and around and falls. It's good. 50-42 Pisgah right now with one more free throw in Mason Putnam. Mason with the second free throw, and that one front ends and is out. Looks like it is, thought it was off West Henderson. But the officials say that is off of Pisgah. With 51.4 seconds left, Coach Brodheimer wants a timeout to talk about it, his 8-point lead. And this timeout on the court is brought to you by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, Coach Brodheimer is probably making sure everybody understands, play good defense with no fouls.
Keep your head cool.
Keep your head cool. Don't need any technicals or anything here to get them back in the game.
Got about two kids on with the ball in the hands of because they're going to be fouled. We're currently 19 of 28 on the night. I'd like to have those other 9 points right now. But
it'd be nice if we
yes,
did.
Yes, it would. But
I think we're in good shape right now, though.
I think so.
West has it. They're dribble penetrating the other way. They kick it all the way back to the right. Go down low.
That was good defense.
Oh. Good defense by Maddox. The rebound goes to number 22, Adrian Kuh. He hits the putback, and a foul is called on Pisgah. We'll send him to the line for a chance to add one more point. Right now, Pisgah's up 50-44. With 43.7 seconds left. So number 22 goes to the line for West, and that free throw is missed, but rebounded by Duvall. Duvall misses
easy
that
boys.
Putback.
Easy
Mason
boys.
Putnam has it. And he brings it out and says, please come foul me. I want to go back to the free throw line. He dribbles around, and he does get that foul, goes back to the free throw line here with 30 points.
Great job by the Bears. Left. Great job by the Bears.
Scores now 50-44 with 30.8 seconds left. That's 30.8, folks. And Mason Putnam will go back to the free throw line for two more Messmer Insurance free throws. Mason front ends that one. It's a miss. They'll have one more. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. Runs the score back to a 7-point Bear lead with 30 seconds left. West Henderson comes in. They dribble penetrate.
It's either a walk or a first down. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he dribble penetrated. Campbell, either it was either a foul on 22 for West or a foul on Campbell Crook for Pisgah. Neither one's called. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball Pisgah. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Pisgah gets it in. Robinson has it. He's fouled, and he'll now go to the free throw line. Pisgah's up 7 again with 23.8 seconds left. Score is 51-44. Robinson with his first Messimer Insurance free throw. He hits that. Score is now 52-44.
It's his first point of the night, and not a minute too soon.
Yeah, these are big free throws right here.
They are.
Second free throw is up, and it is good. Score is now 53-44. Pisgah. West goes the other way. Dribble penetration, kick out for the three. That is airballed. Saved by number three, and he throws it into the knees of Crook. And the ball will stay with West Henderson underneath their own basket. 15.6 seconds left, Mark. I think we feel good right now, up 9.
Yep. Yep. Three possession game minimum.
And ball's inbounded to number 22. He finishes that. Scores now 53-46 with 13.9 seconds left. Pisgah will have the ball looking to go full court end to end. All you really want to do here, Mark, is get the ball inbounded, let them foul you, and hit free throws.
That's all you got to do. Just get it in safely. Don't turn it over under their goal.
And, folks, this last time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. I'm not sure they've got any more timeouts left here, Mark.
Yeah, they should be out.
Showed a lot of grit here by our boys, fighting through this physical West Henderson team, slowed the pace down, made it a very tough game for us, but found a way to come out of this thing with a victory here.
Yeah, boy. Kudos to Pisgah and Coach Rodheimer for changing things around this second half. And kudos to the West Henderson coach. He might be the player of the game.
He may be.
For getting out of that zone.
He may be.
Yep.
Maddox Wright inbounds the ball to Mason Putnam. Mason was getting it back to Maddox, and it was deflected out of bounds. It's a steal with the ball. Campbell Crook has it now on the inbound from Maddox Wright, and he dribbles it off of his foot. Not sure how that ball bounced into Maddox's hands,
but it did. Watching a little Globetrotter stuff here now.
And Mason Putnam gets it and holds it.
What a great win. What a great win.
With that, folks, your Bears win. Go to 9-4 on the season. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your player of the game and have a final wrap-up. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mark, Tell us about a player of the game here.
All righty.
Our boys game.
Player of the game tonight. This is the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight it's going to go to Isaiah Mintz, who played tremendous defense. Had every time I looked up, almost he was on the floor after a loose ball. But Isaiah Mintz is your A1 Storage Player of the Game. And for A1 Storage, if you're looking for a safe place to store any items from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, then call A1 Storage at 646-3981. They are conveniently located for all your storage needs. So congratulations to Isaiah Mintz.
Yeah, Morgan, I think that was earned player of the game there. You know, this was a game West Henderson needed to slow down, needed to be a physical defensive game.
Yep.
We had to match that because, you know, their defensive 2-3 zone, you know, really affected us for three quarters. And we had to contain their scoring as well.
Really did.
Great job by him and all of the Bears from a defensive standpoint tonight to keep us in this game and a chance to win it in the fourth quarter, which we did.
Yeah. You got to love a kid like Isaiah who not everything he does shows up in the stat book, so he doesn't get always the recognition. But, like I say, several times we looked up, he's diving out of bounds down here. I think it's third quarter, saved a ball inbounds at a crucial time for us. Big rebound, just played good defense. So, but again, kudos to Pisgah. First half, you know, I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie to you. We got down double digits, and it's like, you know, at this pace of the game, I'm not sure how we're going to catch back up. But they come out and force some tempo and got things turned around. It's like once they got within that two-point lead, once we tied it up for sure, you could see they kind of crumbled.
Yeah, they did, and I think the coach definitely went away from what got them through three quarters.
Yep.
The players, you could see them tense up a little bit.
Yeah, boy.
And just not have the confidence offensively that they had most of the night. But that's kudos to our kids because
yep.
Our kids continued to play hard. We took their best shot. And when it came time down the stretch, we earned the win here tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, that's who our kids are this year. You watch them play, and they play hard defensively. They attacked the basket really great in the second half. But they just they don't give up. They got a lot of grit, and they're fun to watch.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts on the evening. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. We just witnessed your Bears pull off a really good win here against West Henderson in the boys' game. What was the final score in that one, Mark?
They took it down. But we won, I think we won by seven?
Seven, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was seven.
Tough game all the way around. Way to fight through that and come out away with the win, get to 9-4 on the season, 2-2 in the conference. We also watched our girls in a tough game there at halftime. Really explode out the second half and win big there in the second half. Get them to 13-1, 4-0, big conference win for them as well. They took a commanding lead in the conference now,
right,
through the first half so far. So good night overall for both of our varsity teams, our JV boys team.
Yep.
Won earlier tonight.
It did. Yep. So, yeah, it's good night to come over to Mills River and go back to Haywood County with some wins.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure our JV girls won as well. I don't know the final on that, folks, but I'm pretty sure they won that game as well tonight.
Right, yeah, I didn't catch the end of that one.
Overall, a great night of basketball. So, Mark, we'll be back on the air Friday night. Got a big one Friday night.
Suey Mounties. Yeah. Suey yeah. Mounties.
So we go over to Waynesville,
yep,
to take on the Mounties in four games there. I hope you folks join us, either join us out there or join us on the air. We'll be on the air here. Girls will be about 6:30. Boys will be to follow that game. So, again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messmer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental. So any last parting words, Mark?
No, I just like to say, listen, we appreciate everybody that listens to us on the radio, but if you get a chance to come out and watch these kids in person, they'd love your support, I know, and you know, just cheer them on. We got two good, especially our varsity teams, got two good teams that I feel like it's going to do, you know, get into the playoffs and do really well. So if you get a chance, just come watch them. If not, catch us here on the radio.
With that, folks, you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.